If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
If you and Steven had babies, they'd be so good looking. They would.
Because Steven's all tan.
That's what I love about these high school girls, man. I get older, they stay the same age.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
Today is the day that the laughter died.
Orange?
Drugs ruin lives, people. Drugs destroy careers. Take Cheech and Chong. Everybody knows that Cheech and Chong are funny, but just imagine how funny they would be if they didn't smoke pot.
Good, good.
Is he new? Do we not do this every week, or what am I missing?
Well, you're just going to have to wait a second as he works on it.
Hang on.
Welcome
back, Mike. We missed you yesterday.
There you go!
Seriously, I hated how smoothly things ran yesterday with Omar behind the controls. Didn't you guys? It's kind of boring, really.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
You know, I got some weed at work today. If y'all want to try it
Don't
out.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Why do you smoke marijuana?
Roll another one, just like the other one.
Marijuana, buddy.
This one seems to be about to quit, and I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine, dude. I ain't mad at him. Hey.
Roll another one.
Have you ever pooped a balloon?
Just like the other one.
Oh, hi. Did you want to buy some drugs?
This one seems to be about to end. I don't have another cent.
I shall continue to oppose efforts to legalize marijuana.
You don't have to be a dick.
The best tonic is chronic.
Just pass it around. But don't hold on to that joint, my friend.
Marijuana is just Nature's way of saying hi.
And now,
live and right now, this is American Idol.
You're a homo.
Our feature presentation.
Tonight, Snoop Dogg gets real and keeps it crack-a-lackin'.
All right. Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:33, and it's Friday the 22nd of February.
Good times. Good times.
What happened there exactly?
Psycho Mike, I don't know.
Probably forgot
it was Friday.
Yeah, I don't know if you realized it was Friday.
I had no clue.
He got all messed up because of his trip to the mountains.
He did go to Bear Mountain yesterday.
Yeah.
And it went poorly. He didn't dress for it.
It went great for us.
He ended up having to pull over and help some old ladies, and then his cell phone fell out of his shirt, and then they drove over it, so he didn't have a cell phone. Then his truck got stuck, then he had to walk. Good times.
Yeah.
And did I understand that it took a lot longer than you expected maybe to get up there and especially to get back because of the weather and stuff too, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, to get up there.
It was a long day.
To get up there, I didn't get to my hotel room Wednesday night till about 1 in the morning.
Oh, good.
But that was because of the walking, right?
Because
he walked halfway.
And then getting back up, when finally the crew from K-Rock got to me, it took a long time to get back up the mountain.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, because of the closures on the front side of the mountain, I had to go through like Apple Valley to Victorville to get back home. It took me about 4 hours to get back to LA.
Wow.
Excellent.
Pain in the ass.
Good times.
But snowboarding was fun.
Snowboarding was fun.
We sent Mike up to the top of the mountain to snowboard down. Did they videotape it?
Oh, yeah.
Because I want to see that.
Oh, yeah.
He's never snowboarded before.
Oh, boy.
So you know, those of you that snowboard, you know, in general, you don't go all the way to the top the first time.
Right.
Because it's not going to go exceedingly smoothly.
Yes.
Did you kill yourself?
No. I don't get me wrong. I suck and I fell a lot, but I didn't. I didn't.
You didn't really wipe out the way we were hoping.
You didn't get up enough speed to wipe out that.
No, I really gave it my all for the video. I wanted to get nasty wipeouts because at least if I was going to destroy myself, I want to make it entertaining.
Sure. That's what we like about you.
It's totally different than skateboarding and surfing, which is what the thing I had the biggest problem with, because I kept wanting to try and rely on habits that I got from both of the two of those.
Right.
And it's totally different.
Yeah.
But the thing I noticed right off the bat was that being in Kevin and Bean world all day, every day, it skews you for how, you know, like the rest of the world is. It's totally different. The owner / CEO, I guess, of Bear Mountain was giving me a tour of all the different runs before I went on my snowboarding.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I get to the middle one, and there's this huge half pipe, and it's called the Mega Pipe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's explaining to me the Mega Pipe.
Oh, Lee.
And I had like 50, that's what she said. And there's nothing I can do about it. And it would just seem so natural to me. She's like, and believe me, riding this Mega Pipe is terribly hard. And I was like, that's what she said.
Yeah.
And it was like Leonard Nimoy incident. She's looking, she's like, what'd you say? Nothing. I'm sorry. My bad.
You do when you get outside of this room, you do say that stuff and people look at you like you're crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can't help it.
So you have to stop.
You got to keep your toes and your ankles really tight, because if you don't keep it tight, things are going to go badly. I was like, that's what she's saying. I mean, the whole day. And you realize
it's funny. It's funny because Steve Carell, who plays Michael Scott on The Office, where That's What She Said has become popular all over again thanks to that TV show, one episode was him giving a deposition, remember? And he could not stop himself from saying That's What She Said every time it was appropriate in the deposition. And the other attorneys and the clients were just looking at him like, you're an idiot. What are you doing?
Yeah, they weren't laughing. They didn't get it. They didn't care. Nope.
It is unavoidable, though. You have to say it. There's even if you mutter it, you have to somehow say it, because you can't keep that in.
It's a habit. You form a habit. What are you going to do?
That's right.
So you're still alive? You didn't get hurt? No?
I'm surprisingly less sore than I thought I'd be, because you use...
That's what she said.
You use muscles in your legs that you don't use in any other point in your day. I mean, not naturally that you would use. And I'm like telling myself, man, I'm going to be really sore in the morning, but I'm not that bad. My butt, though, is wrecked. That's what she said. from falling on it so much.
We need a ruling on, can you? That's what she said yourself.
I think you can.
Can you? All right.
I think you can as a preemptive, that's what she said.
Yeah.
Okay.
To stop somebody else from being able to say it or do it.
All right.
Yeah, my butt hasn't hurt this bad since I drank that wine that Jed gave me, woke up in his
bedroom.
That's
what she said.
So now you and Jenny have something to talk about with the sore asses, because both of you have really just been reamed in the last couple of weeks.
It's true.
Hers was in Hawaii, yours was in 28 degrees. But
hers was the NFL, yours was a mountain.
28, come on, dude. That would be like Phoenix compared to what it was. It was like 17.
What was it? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Up at Bear Mountain, it was 17 degrees?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but he was up there when it was dark, right? Is that what you're talking about in the morning before the sun came up?
Between the time I got there to the time that I left, it didn't break 20.
Excellent.
Wow.
Excellent.
That's cold.
And what day of the week is it, do you imagine, Mike, today?
I guess it's Friday.
It is Friday.
We got to remember, not only was I on vacation, in quotes, for yesterday and the day before, but it was also no show on Monday. So I was totally screwed up.
Yeah.
Right. But... boy, they should put out some kind of listing, like, of days with the numbers.
Something you could look at.
Yeah, I don't know. Some kind of reference.
I used to rely on the calendar on my cell phone.
Yeah.
Give me a little heads up.
How's that working out?
Yeah.
Not so good. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show. You'll be happy. Psycho Mike, it's a Jackass day.
What?
We're going to talk to Bam Margera. Jackass is taking over MTV tomorrow, so we're going to talk to Bam Margera. And I think... I don't know if it's been if it's finalized, because it has to be doubtful at best, but Johnny Knoxville is going to be in our program today talking about his bloody balls.
Oh!
Dude. But he just had surgery yesterday.
Who's a bigger jackass than me? I'm a huge jackass!
I believe he had surgery on his penis yesterday.
Yeah.
So that he could pee.
Well, Ralph reported in the Showbiz Beat a few days ago after the accident that he was peeing in a bag, so surgery would be tops on my list of things to do to stop that.
Right, but wouldn't the Kevin and Bean show be bottom on your list at that point?
Yes, it would.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, Bam Margera and Johnny Knoxville today.
So we think.
Okay. So we think.
Unless he's just sitting around, he can't, you know, it's uncomfortable to move or go anywhere, and he's just killing time by talking on the phone.
Honestly, what Lightning said yesterday was then he was getting on a plane and flying to New York. Where he was going to land this morning and then talk to us.
I think right after the surgery, he went to the airport.
Zero chance. Don't hold your breath, people.
Yeah, but and don't do that, by the way. If you're getting surgery on your penis,
I don't know,
lay down for a day.
Seriously.
I have to tell him that. Bean's blog today?
Oh, come on.
It's spectacular. It's been spectacular.
Stop serving it up on a platter.
But there's nothing to make fun of on my blog.
Well, don't you worry about it. I've got that handled.
It's just high quality gold every day.
Yep. Movie beat today because it's Friday. We're going to take a look at the Stormwatch. We always love that. Channel 4 is the best.
Did rain.
Stu Lance can suck my brown eye. Rainn Wilson, I don't know if you heard this yesterday from the talking about the Spirit Awards in the office. We're going to talk to him.
Love him.
Highlights just after 6 o'clock of that. And we have the K-Rock World Tour 2008 Destination Number 7, the grand prize drawing to send somebody to see Incubus in Beijing.
Hey!
So that's pretty cool. We will.
Hey, it's Friday.
Yep.
Wait, I'm Rodney. You're Friday.
Right.
Hey, it's Rodney Bingenheimer here, winding down another week of great flashback. Well, that's Richard's show. Man, what am I doing? Am I doing the flashback show or what?
I don't think we know.
Now, Kevin and Bean take a moment to celebrate Black History Month.
Does my butt look big?
That's a moment in Black History right there.
Yes, it is.
Hey, speaking of Oprah, did anyone see, I know, Ralph, you told us that Adam Carolla was going to be on this week on the Oprah show with the cast of the new Dancing with the Stars season. Did anyone see that episode, and did Carolla take advantage of the opportunity to kill her?
Gosh, Oprah and the Dancing with the Stars cast? No, somehow I managed to miss that episode. Yeah. I don't know how.
I didn't see that one either because I'd have to watch Oprah.
If he did
and the
kill
cast
her.
Of Dancing with the Stars.
And the cast of Dancing with the Stars.
If he did kill her, we would have heard. Don't you think?
Yeah. I just thought maybe something. Since you're friends with the guy, you might have tuned in just to check it out. That's all. Well, he missed an opportunity then.
You're his friend, too. Did you tune in?
I did not.
He's one's friend. Okay. Let's not make that mistake.
Look. Adam, good guy, but Oprah and the Dancing with the Stars cast.
Yeah. I understand.
That's strike 1, 2, and 3.
So just put a big bottle of AIDS around your neck.
I don't even know what that means.
You know what I'm saying?
Does it come in bottles?
Yeah, sure.
I didn't know that.
Get a Save-On now. I have no idea why they'd sell it.
Yeah, would you sell AIDS?
It's not moving.
I mean, what's that?
I'll tell you, it's standing right there on the shelf.
Sure. No one's buying that. Yeah. I just thought you have a responsibility as a man to, you know, take her out if you can.
Like you can get close to her. It's like being in Vatican City. She's got more security and bodyguards, and there's snipers up in the lighting grid above the studio. There's no way
in the Oprah mobile.
Plus, all those women in the audience would destroy you.
Oh yeah,
they would just like robots just tear you.
I could take out about 2,000 women in 5 minutes. I looked at the website.
Psycho Mike.
I drive over my pickup truck with my phone.
5:49. Time for the Ralph Fielder's Beat.
Gene Simmons. You know he's got that sex tape right there on the internet.
Yep.
And he's a pretty smart dude. Pretty smart feller.
Yeah. What did he do? Is he commenting on it again?
If you read TMZ.com, he's already taken the first step in shutting down the website that features the video. And some young girl with him having a sex act. Apparently, he told people who run that website that they are committing copyright infringement.
Okay.
And that the website needs to be closed down. First and foremost, they use his picture from Kiss, where his face is all painted up.
Right.
To promote the thing. And that makeup design is copywritten.
Really?
Yeah.
What if they changed it to his real face?
Well, here's the second part. The tape is old, apparently, and someone already owns the copyright. Guess who?
Gene
Simmons.
Oh, really?
Apparently, Gene got wind of the tape a few years back and bought the rights to it. So that no one could do this very same thing. So now they are infringing on his copyright because he actually owns that tape. And they can't do it without him.
How about
smart
that?
Smart dude.
So he's shutting them down as we speak. So
it's possible, we don't know this part of the story, but it's possible that there's not even any drama at home over this one because this could have been something that they dealt with years ago.
Very possible.
Sure.
Very possible.
Interesting.
More legal news. Britney Spears' dad, Jamie, is really kicking butt and taking names since he took over as conservator.
Is he?
Yeah. He is furious, first and foremost. He wants to know how she found a way to spend $22 million since her split from Kevin Federline.
Oh, what?
He's been going through her finances, looking over her bills, and she has spent $22 million just since the divorce.
I find that hard to believe.
Well,
somebody must be stealing from her.
She did buy a mansion for $8 million.
Okay.
Which was fully decorated. Then she had the mansion completely redone and redecorated with all new furnishings.
Okay.
So that was another couple of mils. So that's about half of it right there. But she's just got frivolous spending habits. According to the National Enquirer, she has been known to rent 3 cars at one time, driving one and then the other and then just however, for extended periods of time, high-end cars. She's bought all sorts of chandeliers recently, likes to buy expensive chandeliers, flat-screen TVs, jewelry, cameras, blah, blah, blah. But apparently it all totals to about $22 million.
Wow.
God. Yeah.
That is hard to do, I would imagine, in that. And how long has it been? A year, maybe? More?
They've been broken up a couple years, I think.
Has it been?
Yeah. Still, that's some good spending.
She spends a lot of time shopping, that's for sure. She seems to, her life seems to be pretty empty, and she tries to fill it sometimes with buying stuff.
And in hotels.
That eventually adds up. Yeah.
That's true.
Really nice hotels.
She has these beautiful homes and then spends month after month at high-end hotels. Yeah. I guess that bill runs up, too.
Yeah.
Things get bad, from bad to worse for Britney Spears. Apparently, Rosie O'Donnell has invited Britney to come stay with her and her family.
Oh, dear God. How's that going to help her?
No way at all. Don't do that.
Wow.
It's our motto.
Is Rosie hitting on her? Is that what's going on?
Oh,
here?
How dare you?
No, I'm just suggesting.
Here's a bad birthday party story. Maybe we should do that sometime. Bad birthday parties.
It's a great idea.
Ashton Kutcher just had his 30th birthday party at a club called Socialista. Well, turns out one of the bartenders working the event was infected with hepatitis A.
Oh,
oh my God.
Oh, good.
A highly contagious form of hepatitis, which means that everyone who attended the party is going to need to get a shot as a precautionary measure against coming down with the disease.
Hey, you know that party you came to and gave me a gift and all that?
Yeah.
Go to that doctor.
You need to go get a Hep A shot.
That's awesome.
That means Demi Moore, Madonna, Bruce Willis, Gwyneth Paltrow, Selma Hayek, and a lengthy list of A-listers is all going to have to get a... Well, they'll become hepatitis A-listers, I guess.
Oh, my God.
A shot and make sure they don't come down with something bad for their liver.
Good times.
Jessica Alba may be carrying a double load.
Uh-oh.
What does that mean?
That is so what she said.
According to the Post Chronicle, the beautiful actress and her fiancé, Cash Warren, are going to be having twins on June 8th.
Wow.
Yeah. By the way, in American Idol, there is a contestant who looks just like Jessica Alba.
Really?
Unfortunately, it's a dude.
No.
Oh, yeah. How does a dude look just like her?
You got to see this guy. He is the femmiest guy you've ever seen.
And pregnant?
Just smooth and sweet. Smooth.
Ooh.
He's not pregnant, though.
He's not the kid who did the Elvis song this week, is he?
No. Okay. No, it's the dark hand dude. He got booted.
Oh, he did.
The guy sang Suspicious Minds? He got voted off, yeah.
That guy.
Yeah. Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt have a new project.
No. Oh, good.
Retirement, I hope.
No.
Death. Kidding?
They want to come into your living room.
TV show?
No, better.
Movie?
They tell Us Weekly magazine that they are developing a video game based on their relationship.
Oh, no.
A video game?
Yes.
Doing what in the video game?
I do not know.
Arguing?
Spencer believes that it's going to be very popular and everyone will be addicted to it.
Okay.
Well, the Heidi and Spencer video game.
Make a better music video for her if you were running it yourself in a video game than what he did in real life.
Unless it's a first-person shooting game, I'm not going to enjoy it. Unless I can just take them out over and over and over again in a series of different obstacle courses and stuff.
Sounds like the worst idea ever.
Not going to be the least bit interested. And there's a big Hollywood feud going on between Pauly Shore and Wes Craven.
What?
Oh, yeah. They're going at it.
I'm back in Wes. I don't know what it is, but I'm back in Wes.
Apparently, Wes has filed a suit against Pauly Shore for property damage sustained in a landslide.
Do they live next door to each other?
I think Pauly lives above Wes.
Okay.
And didn't take the proper precautions to secure the land.
The mud,
and it came down into his house.
What's up with that?
And now the two are going at it tooth and nail in a courtroom.
Okay. It's a good way to spend money.
Pauly Shore on the witness stand, by the way.
Is he still doing the wheeze?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. Orlando Bloom has been spotted all over the world with his reported girlfriend, Victoria's Secret model Miranda Kerr.
Oh.
Or is it Kerr? K-E-R-R.
I think it's Kerr.
Kerr.
Yeah.
Miranda Kerr. She is... But she's not talking about it. People magazine did an interview with her, and she said the actor is a sweetheart, but will give no more details about the nature of their relationship. Oh, he must be giving it to her good.
Yeah.
She's not talking about it. She doesn't want to ruin a good thing.
He's one of those stars, by the way, who's a huge star and manages to not be in the tabloids all the time, even though obviously he's a little bit of a paparazzi target sometimes. He manages to not hang out at the places where it's going to be a hassle.
Proves it can be done.
Yep.
Today's celebrity birthdays, announcer Don Pardo from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
You know the guy who announced the announcer for Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, he's I haven't really paid attention.
He's been the announcer since the beginning.
But you
know
the name.
That show in 10 years. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I kind of know the name.
Well, anytime you've watched it, he's the announcer.
Okay.
He is 90 years old.
Wow.
Still announcing that show.
Wow.
Don Pardo. Jonathan Demme, very talented director, is 64 years old today. Kyle MacLachlan, of course, you remember from Twin Peaks and Sex and the City. He's 49 years old today. Jerry Ryan. Thank you. Boston Public, Star Trek Voyager, and, of course, Shark, now with James Woods. She's 40 years old today. Drew Barrymore is 33.
That's tight.
Bryce Dwan didn't call in to wish her happy birthday. Usually he does on her
birthday.
Dude,
he doesn't know.
He knows.
He's the worst.
He's the worst
Drew Barrymore fan ever. He doesn't go to movies.
He knows her birthday.
All right. I'm just saying.
I guarantee it.
He's going to call up and say, today's her birthday.
I hope he does.
Ralph, Dwan has been emailing me, I don't know, 30 times this week trying to find out when Bionic Woman is coming back on. So he may have left Drew Barrymore in the dust because now he's in love with the Bionic Woman.
Oh, that's bad news for him. NBC has announced that it's canceled.
Really?
It's according to TV Guide Online. They haven't officially released the information yet, but according to all their sources, Bionic Woman will not be returning to the NBC schedule.
Don't tell.
What's up, Kevin B?
Don't tell Dwan.
So,
don't tell Dwan. That's all he's got.
No one tell Dwan. Geez, I hope he's not listening right now.
Yeah, me too.
Dwan, if you're listening, turn your radio off.
Now?
Oh, I guess it's too late now. And singer James Blunt.
Gay.
He's the 'cause you're beautiful guy, right?
I think he's gay.
He is 30.
He's not as bad as that song, you guys.
He isn't.
You understand what I'm saying? Is that that song is awful, but he does have a lot of other songs that are way better.
Is he dreamy, Bean?
You're beautiful.
No, he's not. But that song's a killer, man.
True.
He was British Special Forces with a long tour of duty.
I don't believe that.
Shut up.
I don't believe that.
Mr. Rogers was in the Marines. He was a sniper. Yeah. Captain Kangaroo killed some dude with thumbs.
You look at
Mike is right about this. It is true. He served in Serbia.
No, he didn't.
He did. Yeah. He killed a man. Killed a bunch of men.
Just to watch him die.
He's got that wired hair and his eyes going two different directions. No possible way.
Serbia, by the way, is where they send the pussies. Let's go to a real war zone. Burma.
Burma?
Like
Burma
Rambo.
Is a war zone. Serbia's for pussies.
That's what Rambo said. He's 31 years old today. James Blunt, the guy we were talking about before.
Okay.
Not Rambo. No. That'd be silly. Rambo's much older.
Twice that.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Look, I know you hate the politics, Kevin, but you're just gonna, at this point, you're just gonna have to give in because it's gonna be in the news every single day for the next year. There's just not, you can't get away from it. It's too big now.
I know.
It's like American Idol. It's everywhere. You can't avoid it.
I know. There's political stories everywhere you look.
There was a debate again last night.
Oh, yeah. Dear there was.
God.
Well, let me tell you who's having a great week. John McCain, the great senator from the great state of the great Arizona, is the front runner for the Republican nomination, as you know. And you would think that, you know, quote unquote, sex scandal comes out. You think that would hurt a candidate. John McCain has handled this so well, and there appears to be so little to this story that he's coming out smelling like a rose. He's coming out looking like a guy.
Really?
Yeah.
He's coming out looking like a guy who, if the New York Times is against you, then you must be a conservative, which is the problem he's been having all along.
He's
not conservative enough for people, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So if you haven't heard the story, the New York Times published a story yesterday, the Washington Post as well, that he was awfully cozy with a young, attractive lobbyist.
Now, let me just clarify. Awfully cozy.
Honestly, I read the whole story.
That's the most they have?
That's all they've got. It looked inappropriate.
They've got former campaign advisors who, by the way, are unnamed. And a lot of people are questioning why the New York Times ran this story. And a lot of people have theories as to why, too. They got campaign advisors, former campaign advisors, who say that they approached this woman and said, please stay away from the senator because we are trying to protect him from himself. And we believe that this may lead to something inappropriate if it hasn't already.
Okay.
And she's like 35 years younger than him and kind of hot. So that's what's going on with Senator McCain. And we thought, you know what? Why guess? Why not go right to the guy himself? Because we've got a close relationship with Mr. McCain.
Sure.
You know. Good morning, Senator.
What?
Mr. McCain? Senator?
Yeah.
Are you okay, sir?
I'm fine. How are you?
We're very good. Thank you.
I'm glad to hear it.
That's your campaign song you debuted for us earlier in the week.
That's right. John Cougar wouldn't let me have his pink song.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
So I pink houses. The only one I could get was this one.
Okay.
Nookie. Right.
Isn't that funny? It was all for the Nookie, and then the story comes out.
It's kind of funny. Now, as Lisa pointed out, the evidence seems awfully thin that this is not some sort of a, you know, red-hot sex affair as far as we can tell. Why don't you describe what the relationship was like with Miss Eisman?
Well, I just want to say, first and foremost, about the New York Times. Nice job of journalism! Good work there, New York Times!
Sure.
A lot of unnamed sources,
yeah,
a lot of
right.
speculation, a lot of innuendo.
Right.
Exactly.
But
makes you look
good.
It doesn't
look like a lot of cold hard facts.
It doesn't. No.
There's not a picture. There's no incriminating text messages. There's no witness who says, I saw you doing her. There's none of that.
No, there isn't. And this is absolutely not true.
Not true.
Okay.
No. And
you never had sex with that woman, not
no,
once.
Well, what is the meaning of the word is?
Oh. Here we go.
Sounds familiar.
See what I did there? No, of course, but I kid.
Right, sure.
But there's nothing to this.
Okay.
I did have a relationship with her when I was in the Senate, and she was a lobbyist.
Okay, what was right? the relationship?
Well, she had some clients, and they had their business interests, and she came before my committee. Boy, okay. Was that hot! But I kid.
Now, you kid, right? Now, there are some, including the former chairman of the FCC, who say that they thought that there were cases that she would bring to you that you would be unusually aggressive in trying to get the rulings to go her client's way. And that's, you know, part of what that led them to believe that maybe you were doing special favors for this lobbyist over all the others.
I didn't do her any favors.
No,
look,
okay.
You know how old I am?
Yeah.
You're 71.
71 years old.
Mm-hmm.
What interest do I have in women?
Well, there are a lot of 71-year-olds are still interested in women.
Yeah.
Oh, they're liars.
Oh, are they?
Look, I haven't had an erection since I watched an episode of The Love Boat with Charo.
That's a long time
while.
Ago. Yeah.
So what could she do for you then?
That's my point.
Yeah, okay.
So that's why there's no hanky-panky going on here with me.
Okay.
And what's Vicky. Your name?
Becky.
Vicky.
Right.
No, not with Vicky, but Becky, I'm banging like crazy. But I kid.
Right. Well, your wife was certainly standing right there by you, standing
what?
By her
she
man.
She was standing there watching?
No. At the press conference yesterday when you were addressing
these reports.
Maybe
she saw something.
Is there anything to see?
No!
Okay.
Stop your lying!
John, we're talking to John McCain.
New York Times, stop your lying!
Don't you think at your advanced age, maybe a rumor like this would be good to put out there?
How so?
Well, you still got the energy, the vitality,
yeah.
You're still alive.
Young man.
You know?
Look, it just takes all my energy just to keep that giant goiter on the side of my neck in check.
Right. We know that.
It's a full-time job holding that in.
But I'm saying,
if that thing ever gets loose, watch out! Run for the hills!
It does seem to be taken over like the monster from Cloverfield sometimes on your face.
Oh, that's going to be my vice presidential candidate.
Really?
I'm going to have a little head growing out of my neck. Little VP tumor. But I did.
Yes, you do. So no truth to it.
No truth.
Never happened. New York Times, you love.
New York Times blows.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Right.
Hey, who are we talking to just after 7 o'clock? Somebody from taking over?
Oh, I really don't know. We were going to talk to Bam Margera.
Yes.
Right.
From the Jackass crew.
Hey, Bam, what's going on with you? Why aren't we talking to you this morning?
I was up too late eating pills or something.
So you canceled the whole thing?
I just had to cancel it because there's a chair in the hallway.
Okay, so that's your favorite thing from the last movie, chair in the hallway?
Oh, why, Wee Man, why would there be a chair in the hallway?
That's one of the great lines.
So I think we're going to talk to Wee Man and Chris Pontius.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Just after 7 o'clock. And then just after 9 o'clock, we're going to talk to Johnny Knoxville.
Okay.
So that's coming up as well.
Best show ever. He'll be bleeding as we talk to him.
Yes.
That's how recent this injury is. Okay,
yes.
That's all on the way. Plus, in the next half hour as well, we'll make a phone call that'll change some young K-Rock listener's life because we're sending you to see Incubus in Beijing, China.
Hey!
It's, of course, the grand prize for destination number, I don't know, 200 or wherever we are, K-Rock World Tour 2008.
200. Man, whatever.
Okay.
Am I the only one that hates Stu Lance?
Well, I don't.
Anyone who hates him as much as you seem to, yeah. The rest of us, nobody loves him, but you hate him an extraordinary amount.
And I've liked the Lakers my whole life. That's been my team. I don't know why. Even when I grew up in Phoenix when I was a kid and the Suns were there, for some reason, I loved the Lakers. I always wanted the Lakers to win. Suns were second, but if the Suns played the Lakers, I wanted the Lakers to win.
Wow.
Always been that way. But every time I watch a game on TV, Stu Lance drives me out of my mind. He's just the king of the obvious. He never says anything helpful. I don't even know why he's there. He says stuff like, yeah, if the Lakers want to win, they're going to have to score some more points. Really?
You mean stuff I could say?
Yes! Shouldn't
it can't be that bad.
Shouldn't the color analyst be able to come up with stuff I can't?
I mean,
really.
I would think so.
Well, that's the job, is to add texture for the viewer, to add your knowledge, your innate knowledge of the game and the team, to give me something beyond the play-by-play that I don't already know. Absolutely.
I get so angry watching. I start yelling at him. Shut up! Say something interesting. So I brought in some clips from the Atlanta Hawks game, which I believe was Wednesday, Mike? Tuesday?
Tuesday, I think.
This past week.
Yeah.
Played the Atlanta Hawks, and one of the Lakers made a fake, and the defender went after it, which is called he bit on the fake. That's what they say.
Okay.
So you're going to hear the announcer talk about biting on the fake, and then you're going to hear Stu, my favorite announcer ever, really put it into perspective.
On the long rebound, and right past Al Horford. He bet on the fake on the pass.
Well, it hasn't taken much to get the Hawks to bite tonight. No pregame meals for them. They're all hungry. Oh.
Yes. Nothing I hate more than cheese, by the way. Yeah, not hard to get them to bite. They're really hungry. No pregame meal.
Oh.
Seriously. This guy's doing the Lakers.
And he gets well paid, I'm
yes!
sure.
What the hell? So now he's talking about Kobe, and Kobe dunks the ball, and it's a great dunk, and they go back and they look at it in slow motion. And Stu Lance talks about how great that is, and then starts talking about if they were on the playground, he would pick Kobe. I don't even...
Five with a couple of boards and an assist.
It looks good in slow-mo, too.
Thank you, Stu.
Man, Kobe, you're pretty good.
Oh, wait. Wait a minute. Kobe's pretty good?
Yeah.
Is that what he's saying? Really?
I might pick you on my team.
He's got 19, 6 of 11.
Now he's talking to Kobe. I might pick you on my team. Might.
Finger didn't bother him with that one, did it?
You know, you go to the playground, you start picking teams, and somebody has to be the last pick. I don't think Kobe would be the last pick.
Really? You don't think Kobe would be the last pick? You douchebag.
I think he's trying to make his point by being understated.
Well, he's stupid. I mean, what are you going to say that for?
That really is bad.
I don't think Kobe's going to be picked last. Isn't that high school bad?
Man, Kobe's really good.
Well, you just pray that you get the first pick if he's there.
Maybe he had gone down that playground analogy and was just trying to keep it going for far too long is what it sounded like.
So the other announcer says, you would hope you get first pick. For some reason, I didn't bring it in, but Stu Lance followed that up with, oh, I'd get the first pick. I don't know. In what world?
Is he
just making it up? I don't understand that. So now they start, they're talking about a shot that goes in from the three-point line, and this is the color commentary that you get from Stu Lance.
Boy, you look at Childress shoot this last one. I mean, when it left his hands, we were right in line with it. That's why I said, it's good. That thing was straight all the way.
Oh, it was straight all the way, so it didn't take a left turn halfway to the basket? How about you shut up, Stu? God damn it, I hate him.
You wouldn't know that unless he told you.
The ball didn't change trajectory. It was straight the whole way.
That's right, Kevin.
Not just halfway. It was the whole way, Stu. Good work. Psycho Mike, please help me here. Do you hate Stu as much as I do?
I don't hate Stu as you seem to hate him as a
person.
He
drives me out of my mind.
But you should hate him after listening to this.
He's a horrible announcer.
Yeah, I don't think he's very good. But here's the problem with Stu. He spent most of his career being the color guy to Chick.
I know.
So now, late in his life, he's had to adjust to a totally different color game.
Because Chick Hearn didn't really need a color game.
Right. Not only did Chick do the play-by-play, but he also added the color and the personality. And now, and Joel Myers is a totally different broadcaster than Chick Hearn. So Stu, I think, is trying his hardest to try to develop an identity and a personality in his 60s. So
let's fire him and get an actual announcer. Okay, so now it's halftime and they're going to interview him. And they are bringing up the question, Kobe Bryant broke his finger, tore it off. I think he's only got 8 fingers now. I don't know what's going on with him. But they want to know, like, what is your guess about should he have surgery now and miss 6 weeks? Mm-hmm. Or should he just try to play with it through the end of the playoffs and just see how, you know, you got to, in your crystal ball, how would you call
huge
it?
Debate. Huge
a
debate.
A huge debate, right? Here's right. Stu's answer. And you tell me this is helpful in any way.
Stu, let's talk about the Lakers' Kobe Bryant, first and foremost. He's got that bad finger. Norm's going to tell you in about 1 second whether he thinks he should have the surgery or not. But what did you think of his play in the first half?
Well, I thought he played great in the first half. Everybody played great in the first half for the Lakers. And whether he should have the surgery, ask me that at the end of the year. And the reason I say that, if he can go through the rest of the year and not get it re-injured to the point where then he has to have the surgery, then I'll say, well, he should have had it when he had the first diagnosis. But if he can get through the season, then I think he's okay.
Really?
Duh.
So you're
not
saying
constructive.
So you're saying ask me at the end of the season because then I'll know. F you, Stu Lance. F you.
What lottery numbers should I buy tonight for the
ask
for the Powerball?
Ask me afterwards.
You know what? Ask me tomorrow. Check with me tomorrow when they're in the paper, and then I'll be able to tell you which ones are the ones you should buy today.
He says if he makes it through the season without getting hurt, he'll be okay.
Mr. President, should we pull out of Iraq? Ask me that after the war's over.
What the hell? So,
oh, dude.
Gasol does a great slam dunk or something, and the announcer's talking about it. Stu puts it in perspective again.
Five is back for Gasol. Power the reverse. Do you believe it? Everything's falling. This crowd can't believe it either. On their feet at
tables. Let me tell you something. They like it, though.
All right, Stu. Hey, that's some good help.
Wait, the home crowd team, they enjoy it when Lakers score?
The cheering crowd that jumped to their feet. Stu's answer is, let me tell you something, because you probably don't know this yet. Liked it. F you. Come on. Is no one listening to Stu Lance?
What do you want to say?
Am I the only person that listens to him and says, what? Come on.
I think Mike's right in that he is a legendary part of the team, and you just don't fire those guys. Those guys do stay. They sit in that chair until they die. That's just how it works in sports.
He's the Rodney of the Laker broadcast.
Do you get to the point where you can just block him out? Like, you don't think anything about it because he's always been there?
I'm going to say yes, because up until this break right now.
Okay, start listening.
You've shed a whole new light on it. I have to tip my cap to you.
This is like
I've ruined
when
it. Yeah, this is
says,
me.
This is like when someone says, Julia Roberts has an enormous vein on her forehead.
That was me too,
now,
yeah.
You've always watched her, never noticed. Kevin told you that, and now I can't stop looking at it. You have ruined her for me, and now you're
He's
ruining Stu Lance.
Driving me crazy, Stu Lance. Oh, should he get surgery on his finger? I don't know. Ask me after the season. Hey, thanks for that interview and that insight. So Kobe Bryant is—he does this little thing where he kind of bounces the ball back and forth between his right and left hand before he drives on a guy. You can kind of tell he's gearing up to take him on. And Stu thinks of a way to say that, and he comes back to it over and over and over again.
It's out of three.
Well, he's dancing.
Yeah, that means he's going.
That's it. He's dancing. Okay, that's the theme now.
Kobe knifes his way home off the window, 26-14.
When he punches that dance ticket, you better look out.
Okay, listen. Shut the F up. You said he's dancing already. Now he's punching a dance ticket. Shut the F up.
Timeout. Mike Woodson at Atlanta.
And he got the dance, and he picked up the loose ball and went on the run. The Lakers are on a run of their own on 11-2. 2:38 left.
Think he's done with dancing?
He has
to. They stretch their lead to 12.
Music's playing, going to a commercial break.
Thanks to the three by Radmanovic, and of course, everybody likes to see the dance steps from number 24,
oh,
Kobe
dear
Bryant.
God, I want to just take my life when I hear that. He's punching the dance card. Everybody wants to see him dance. Shut the F up.
But I think the audience enjoyed it. I think they liked it.
The crowd on their feet, they liked it?
I think so,
let me tell
you
something. They liked it. Who's more useless than him?
Ask me after the game if they're going to win, too, by the way.
This is the professional level. This is the Lakers. It's not like a high school team where a guy's learning.
He can't last much longer, though, can he? How old is he, Michael? Do you know?
He's old.
Did he play for the Lakers like in the 60s or something?
He might have played in the ABA.
like Jackie Moon in Semi-Pro.
I'm just saying.
Hey, tonight we're going to be in Anaheim down at the Anaheim Ducks game. Your Stanley Cup champion winning Anaheim Ducks taking on the St. Louis Blues. Game time 7:05. K-Rock pregame party before the game. It's going to be Kevin and Bean and Ralph and Lisa and everybody. And we have a few more tickets for Ducks fans that we're going to give away in an unusual way today.
Yeah, I wish you guys could be in the meeting with us after the show when we come up with these brilliant ideas because we very nearly had you call up and quack. I mean, that was an idea that was gaining strength. Everybody was like, yeah, people call in. And we'd say, hello, K-Rock, and they go, quack.
They'll stand by it. It's pretty strong. But,
cooler heads prevailed, though. We came up with something else.
We realized that Bean's, real-life sneeze is, it's like a duck being tortured.
It's a retarded duck.
It's a retarded duck that's being tortured. It's the strangest sound ever. So what we're going to do, don't call when you hear this promo, but call when you hear the sound that we're describing for you, Bean sneeze, just randomly throughout the show. Here's what it sounds like.
Hey, party people. When you hear Bean sneezing like a retarded duck, that's your cue to call 1-800-520-1067. First caller to get through wins a pair of tickets for Kevin and Bean Night at the Ducks game.
All right.
Once again, that sound you're listening for... Bean sneezing like a retarded duck.
It's our new game. Bean sneezes like a retarded duck.
The most unbelievable sound ever.
Yeah, and that's real. That's not
and
like...
it hurts, too, by the way.
That just happened.
It should hurt.
That's real.
It's not him trying to be funny. It's just...
Does that blow your mind?
It does, yeah. It really does. So that's the sound you're listening for. Don't call right now. I know everyone's calling, but when you hear that kind of separate from that promo, be the first caller. You'll join us tonight.
Gay retarded duck.
Well, the
tortured.
First part is the retarded duck, and then the second part is, you know, getting shoved up someone's Bean's ass. I don't know what it is. There's a lot of pain there. There's a lot of pain. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Chris Pontius and Wee Man after the news at 7 at 6:56. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Friday morning. What's going on?
Oh, our first four contestants from Idol got the boot last night. Say goodbye to Garrett Haley, Amy Davis, Joanne Borgella, and Colton Berry.
Oh, Colton was so my favorite to go all the way.
Didn't care for him. Colton didn't care for him at all.
Fruit Loop.
I don't watch the show.
Joanne Borgella was the plus-sized model who got the boot. It's like America's Top Model. No, a fat person can win. No, a fat can... See ya. See ya, fatty.
Every time.
That's what they always do.
Fatty.
Amy Davis, though, was hot. I hate to see her go.
Oh.
Big cans, too.
Yeah.
There are a couple of pretty hot chicks this year so far.
But now she can do porn.
She can keep them all.
So everything's cool.
Keep all the hotties and then let the rest go.
See, that's a whole different thing. I'd watch that.
Hottie Idol.
Yeah.
Call it American Hottie. Yeah. Speaking of which, did you catch... have you been watching Celebrity Rehab at all?
Yes.
I can't avoid it.
It is really great.
I keep feeling dirty every time I watch it, and yet it's train wreck television for me.
It's really great.
Watching. But that Jessica Sierra, that former American Idol contestant who's in there?
Yeah.
Wow, is she a mess?
Yeah.
Yeah, she is.
If I get out of here, I'm just going to go drink.
I know.
Well, this is the worst rehab ever, then. That's the way you feel. And Jeff Conway was like, I can't wait to go home and take a Norco. It's like, Dr. Drew's the worst therapist ever.
He's Jeff not, Conway though. Walks out. A day and a half before they're ready to go.
People are chomping at the bit to go drink and do drugs.
Yeah, pretty much.
To a man. Every single one of them.
It's all on those people. It's not on Dr. Drew.
Well, then...
He doesn't have any magical
power.
What are we
wasting our time for, then?
I don't know.
You can just put him in a closet, then, for 3 weeks, and you get the same result. Why are we bothering with the show if he's no help?
Ralph, you've seen the Jessica Sierra sex tape, I'm sure, by now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She is a mess. She is just not
She sure likes her smoking, though.
Life. Yeah, she
She'll
does.
Smoke in the shower. She'll smoke during
what?
Sex.
Yeah.
Just
really?
Smoke. Another day. Another boycott by a lunatic group.
Uh-oh. Now who?
The Parents Television Council, one of our favorites.
Oh, yeah.
The PTC.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Has announced that they want companies to pull their ads from Dexter on CBS.
Oh!
Why?
And they want all CBS affiliates to preempt it with other programming.
One of my favorite shows ever.
Because it is obscene, Lisa, the amount of blood and gore and violence that it contains.
Well, and it is nice that they're a little off the sex for a change.
Yeah, it's rare
like,
they go after the violence.
They never go after violence.
Well, don't go after the violence then. Come on.
So,
that's a great show.
It is
sure
a critically acclaimed
off,
drama.
Sure can't just turn it off.
Nope,
that everyone
can't
loves,
do that.
But they don't want you to see it because it offends them in some way.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait. I can't wait.
Adults shouldn't be allowed to watch programming that you don't agree with, Ralph.
That's true.
I can't wait for sponsors who finally get the backbone to stand up to them and say, "No, we're not going to pull our ads. Stop it."
Not only that, but they want the local CBS affiliates to preempt it with other programming. What, do you want to put Pat Robertson in there instead?
Dear God.
PTL Club?
That show is so good. That, I think when we hear stories like this, it means you need to watch it more. We need more people
watching. Usually controversy does give it a little boost to ratings, so maybe it'll work that way.
It's a great show.
For Dexter. Speaking of television, now that the writer's strike is out of the way, ABC has announced their lineup of hit TV series, which will return to the airwaves. And
according to Jim?
Doesn't mention that here, but oh God, I got my fingers crossed. Samantha Who, one of the most popular new comedies of the year, is coming back on April the 7th with new episodes.
I like that show.
Boston Legal will return on April the 8th. Mm-hmm. Brothers and Sisters. There's a show called Brothers and Sisters, apparently.
It's on CBS. On CBS.
It must be a new
show. It's on ABC.
ABC, Sunday night.
Yeah, Lisa loves
Whatever.
It. She doesn't know what channel it's on, but she loves it.
I team
it,
Lisa!
April the 20th comes back with new episodes there. And new episodes of Lost, Grey's Anatomy, and Ugly Betty will be April 24th. New time slot for Lost, by the way, at 10 p.m.
So same night, Thursdays?
Yes.
10 p.m. Okay.
Yes.
Ralph, you won't want to hear this, but last night's Lost, pretty good.
I watched it and liked it.
Yeah.
I thought it was a real good episode.
You far keep out watching and... it.
Well, I watch it for ammunition to say how crappy it is, which has been right the past couple of weeks. But last yes. night's was strong, moved the story along, answered
and
some
relevant.
Questions, was relevant,
yeah.
was compelling.
I didn't think you were invited to watch
it's
it
not
anymore.
A good boycott, Ralph.
It was quality television last
you.
Night.
I didn't know you had permission.
Look, even a blind squirrel finds a nut once in a while, you know what I mean?
But most of the shows this season, Ralph is right, have just been so far out there and irrelevant, introducing tons of new characters and storylines you don't care about and so far away from why we watch the show. It was nice yeah. to see them bring it back into a little sharper focus last night.
I'm a bottom feeder then, because I've liked it all season.
Last night was tight. Last night was tight.
Tight.
It was tight.
Was it tight, yo?
It was tight, yo.
Okay.
Hey, Oscars are Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Don't forget, the Oscars are Sunday. This Sunday, Oscars.
Yeah.
Oh.
Jon Stewart will be hosting the 80th Annual Academy Awards. And I know some people have pools at work and stuff where you can throw in a couple bucks and then you bet who's going to win the big category. So I thought I'd give you a little heads up. I'm going to handicap the Oscars this year.
If you don't bet on it, you don't realize how much more fun it can be to watch.
Absolutely. I
betting.
Suggest bet.
Because then even
bet heavy,
the,
I suggest, too. Bet lots of money, like thousands of dollars.
Even the categories that no one cares about, you care about because you got money on it.
Yeah.
That's the way to
those
do it.
Those usually the tiebreakers, the lesser categories. Like
yeah,
the
sound editing is where you really win the pool. Right?
Come on, sound editor. You're all excited.
But here's the big five, and here's what I think your safe bets are. Safer, because you never know. Sometimes they throw you a curve at the Oscars. But this is, I think, the safest way to go for the big five.
Right.
Daniel Day-Lewis, There Will Be Blood, as best actor.
Sure.
I think that is that's the hands-down favorite.
That's the lock of the week, right? That's the guarantee.
Personally, I'd put George Clooney right there neck and neck, but I don't think the Academy's going to see it that way. So I think Daniel Day is your best bet. Best actress. Now, here's what I say. Julie Christie has been winning award after award after award for her. Apparently, I haven't seen it, but tremendous performance as an Alzheimer's patient in Away From Her. However,
I haven't seen that either.
Ellen Page is nominated for Juno.
Juno?
And the sheer juggernaut of buzz and popularity and hype behind this movie, and I believe it'll be the only nod it gets from the Academy this year, I believe Ellen Page will win Best Actress for Juno.
Good, I hope interesting. So. That's going out on a limb there, because there's been, so. You know, that movie peaked a little bit too early, and there's been some backlash against Juno in recent weeks.
But Julie Christie and Marion Cotillard both have been... Yeah. touted as, you know, the ones
the
to beat, but
right.
I think Ellen Page, the popularity of this film and the little engine that could sort of independent movie story, Academy Award voters love that kind of stuff.
I hope so. Can you imagine the week you turn 21 winning an Oscar?
Be pretty cool.
All downhill from there.
By the way, Julie Christie has won an Oscar before.
Mm-hmm.
42 years ago was when she won her last Oscar.
Really?
Yeah.
So she's due?
That's got to be an Academy Award. See, here's the thing. Julie Christie, longtime actress, beloved, blah, 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 blah. Sometimes that gets the sentimental nod, too. So there's,
sure.
there's a chance it could be an upset. But I'm going out on a limb here. I'm saying Juno, Ellen Page, okay?
Yeah.
Best supporting actor, Javier Bardem. Boom. Yeah. Boom.
Yeah.
Lock.
Yeah.
No
lock.
Country for Old Men.
It's a
yeah.
lock.
Yeah.
Although Tom Wilkinson and Michael Clayton, I thought, gave an amazing
it was
performance
great.
Yet
Phenomenal.
Again.
It
but
was
I think, once again, Javier Bardem has the sexier of the two roles and
call it.
I'm sorry.
Wait.
Hold on now.
We got a new impression.
Wait with the what and the hey now?
Bean?
I'm just riding the coattails of Mike's outstanding Javier Bardem impression.
Why don't you just pipe down and do the impression?
By the way, I moved the microphone over to Psycho Mike's mouth so he could do it, and he was taking a breath, and you nailed us with that.
Preparing to do it. And
let's hear it.
This disembodied voice.
Call it.
Yes.
It's hard.
We need to talk to him.
You need that friendo. I mean.
Well, that is an actual line from the movie. Try it with friendo.
Call it friendo.
Yes. I say we talk to Javier Monday about the awards. Find out how it went.
Javier Monday? That's a different actor. Best Supporting Actress?
I hope it's not Ruby
D. It's going to be Ruby D. That's why I'm sighing.
Who's that?
Ruby
what?
D. She was the mom in American Gangster. Denzel's
five
mom.
And a half minutes.
Oh, okay.
She has already won the several awards. She's 83 years old. Longtime actress and political activist. She's been in the civil rights movement for many years, beloved by the Hollywood community.
Who do you wish would win? Could you send a press?
Tilda Swinton for Michael Clayton.
Oh, yeah.
Who was she?
She was the female executive for the company.
For the lawyer firm?
Yeah, the legal firm that he was going up against. Just for that scene alone where he confronts her at the end and she just sort of melts into a puddle once he exposes what the things that she's done. But just a tremendous
She's a great actress. Yeah.
Anyway, I think Ruby D. And Best Picture, No Country for Old Men.
Really?
Yeah, I think that will be the big winner. So those are my guesses.
The best picks.
To my ability for your pools.
I'm going with Transformers for Best Movie.
It's not even nominated. Today's celebrity birthdays.
I think Herbie Hancock has a good chance of sweeping, to tell you the truth. Like, he's going to come in and surprise us all with his Joni Mitchell freaking cover album.
James Blunt, singer and songwriter, is 31 years old today. Drew Barrymore turns 33 years old today.
No problems, my man.
Jeri Ryan from Boston Public, Star Trek Voyager, and, of course, Shark is 40 years old today. That's a pretty good looking 40 right now.
Yeah, no kidding.
Kyle MacLachlan turns 49. Jonathan Demme, very talented director, is 64. And Don Pardo, the voice of Saturday Night Live for many, many, many years, is 90 years old today.
Wow. Dude.
How do you like me now? Well, I guess I really have nothing to do with it.
You
pretty much him, isn't
like
it?
Like him.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You are listening. Sorry. Take two. Can I do that again?
Sure.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock. I don't know why my voice has been changing lately, but I don't like it.
Well, it's that special time. You're starting to get hair in places where you didn't have it before, too. Mm-hmm. Is that happening?
Yeah.
Guys, who's going to be watching MTV for 24 full hours this weekend and with good reason?
Me.
Yeah.
What about Jackass taking over the goddamn network at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning West Coast time? What about 24 hours of nonsense with the Jackass crew? We're very excited to welcome back to the program our friends Chris Pontius and, of course, the Wee Man on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Good morning, boys.
What's up, boyfriend?
Now, wait a minute. Who's the boyfriend?
How did you guys talk MTV into giving you the channel?
You sound like you're wearing cinnamon essential oil mixed with a little rosemary. Yeah.
We didn't really talk him into it. We kind of just forced him into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is for the launch of your new website, right?
Yeah, jackassworld.com.
Yep.
And this website's going to be like where kind of like MySpace where people can have their own pages. We'll all have our own pages with like lots of information on the guys. We can all put our own stuff on. It's going to have, like, footage of, like, what goes on in our office and messed up, like, uncensored stuff that, like, we can't put on TV or movies.
Excellent.
Sure, sure. Good times. And how much new stuff did you guys shoot that we'll be showing this weekend?
Not
quite nude.
But new, yes.
New stuff, not nude.
But Brazilian cut.
We shot a lot of new stuff for the last 2 weeks just for this 24-hour takeover show.
Cool. So, and part of the reason I'm happy about that is because for folks who don't ever tune into MTV, about 12 hours a day is Jackass reruns. I mean, they never, ever get tired of running the old shows. Thank God you're back.
And rightfully so.
Well, fans love us. Chicks love us. Grannies love us. It's hard to say that a lot of people love us.
Wee Man, do the grannies love you?
I'm not kidding. I have fans from 2 to 80.
Really?
Everyone loves Wee Man.
I've taken photos with the hottest 80-year-old ladies.
Are there hot 80-year-old ladies?
In California, there is.
All right.
Sure.
Down by the beach.
It's a very slim category.
Wee Man lives. You live in Hermosa Beach, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm not moving.
That's strong.
Old ladies don't have to go to the waxer anymore.
Let's all just picture that for a while.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Why don't we not?
Picture old ladies tan and unwaxed.
All right, before we ask you what you've heard and what you know about the tragic Knoxville accident this week, I'd like to hear from each of you what your favorite thing is that you shot for this weekend. Like, let me start with you, Chris. What are you most excited about getting on the air?
Well, we did this. We casted a bunch of party boys, like guys to dress up as party boy. We did the world's biggest party boy with the world's biggest striptease. And we went out to Times Square, and I don't want to give too much away of it, but...
Did you get arrested?
Nah, the cops loved it. Cops in New York are cool.
The cops actually, they saw all the party boys in a van hanging out together, and one female cop's like, "What's going on in here?" And the driver said, "Well, there's a lot of dudes in G-strings," and she's all, "Well, what are they doing in the van?" And so, you know, they're dancing around the cop car.
So, Chris, you pretty much took care of the cop. Am I right?
No.
No. What happened? Well, what happened to Bam Margera? By the way, we were supposed to talk to him today.
And he was drunk.
Too drunk?
Yeah. Too drunk.
Bam Margera filmed really hard yesterday. He did like 5 pretty big stunts, and he decided to celebrate. And
excellent.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
He was unable to leave the hotel room today.
Wee Man, what about you? What's your favorite thing that we're going to see this weekend?
One of the things I did out in New York is, you know those hot dog stands they have on every corner?
Sure.
We built one where I was inside of it, and so people would come up, and when they wanted a wiener, they got the wee man.
Giant buns?
Yeah.
Do you guys, I know that you guys have a lot of fun, that's clear, but when a project is coming up, do you kind of dread it a little, just from the standpoint of you might get hurt pretty bad or whatever?
I think if you're not dreading it, then it's not a good idea. Like,
okay,
if you think it's something that you'd never want to do, then that's what you should do.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Now, you guys weren't there when Knoxville tried to do the backflip on the motorcycle, but what do you hear about how he's feeling today after the surgery to practically get his penis reattached?
So, you want to start with me, man?
No, go ahead, Chris.
So we went off this jump that was going to be in soft dirt, so they figured pretty much anything could happen, he wouldn't get hurt. So he goes off the jump about 15 feet in the air, and unfortunately he let go of the handlebars.
Oh, no.
So he fell straight to the ground with his legs spread, and the bike's handlebars came straight down on his midway.
Oh, my God.
And he had to have emergency surgery on his urethra, and he's been with a catheter for the past 2 weeks.
Mm. Okay, dude. So he
when he farts, blood comes out.
Now that you need to show.
But the one thing he did hate about it is that he couldn't release for a long time. It was coming out of his ears.
Okay.
Oh, that's
so good to hear that. Now, he had the surgery yesterday, right?
Oh, to get the cord yanked out?
Well, whatever. I don't know to have his penis reattached. Whatever.
He had the big surgery done right after it happened, but... yesterday he got the catheter removed.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay.
Because we're supposed to talk to him at 9, and we were like, why would he talk to us the day after he got that surgery done?
No, it was to remove the catheter.
Okay. All right. Good.
Okay. So he's going to be all right, though.
Yeah.
If farting blood is all right.
Yeah. This has to be, am I wrong? Is this the most serious injury that any of you jackass guys have ever gotten doing a stunt?
Pretty bad.
Yeah. It's up there.
It sounds like
it. Involving your tallywhacker is pretty serious.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. I have a feeling
that going to erupt.
I have a feeling that on the jackassworld.com, on your new website that's launching tomorrow, I have a feeling we will see Knoxville farting blood. I just know you're going to put that up there.
He's already got the footage.
I'm not surprised.
Proud of it.
We're just holding on.
Jackassworld is going to be amazing.
Yeah, it sounds
so much
cool.
Stuff that we filmed that like isn't really right for a TV show. Not right for the movie, but like just stuff that goes on like between us or at the office that's just ridiculous, and it's going to be pretty uncensored, and people can have their own pages on it.
Even the stuff that that came out in 2.5, you know, like Bam flying the kite with the anal beads.
That's what the kids want to see.
Of course it is.
That's painful.
No court, anal beads type spirit.
All right. So tomorrow, MTV, noon Eastern, 9 o'clock our time for 24 straight hours. You guys are going to be running it.
Doesn't sound like a retarded duck sneeze, by the way. I don't know what you're talking about.
Of course it does. Your sneeze is the strangest sounding thing on earth.
Apparently, this morning on the Kevin Amede Show, every time you hear me sneeze, you win tickets for Kevin Amede Night with the Ducks tonight versus the Blues at the Honda Center of Anaheim. Andy Vilkas from Diamond Bar was the first person who heard it a moment ago. It could play at any time throughout the Kevin Amede Show. Speaking of great giveaways, how about this phone call we're about to make? feel like I'm in my acupuncturist's.
It's time to give away K-Rock's World Tour 2008 destination number 7, which is Incubus in China.
Cool.
Hey!
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been hooking you up with the Incubus CD catalogs all week long, and we keep telling you, every week, people, we say, when we make that phone call at 7:20 on Friday, be prepared to answer the phone. And about half the time, somebody's standing by kind of expecting us to call, and then the other half of the time, they forget that they're in the drawing at all. Yeah. So let's see which way this one's going to go.
You'd say half the time they're waiting for us?
Yeah, we've had quite a few. We've had quite a few.
I'd say once in the past year, calendar year.
Well, you had to be pretty damn lucky to win.
Sure, but if you qualify, I mean...
Then you know that we're doing the drawing on Friday morning, yeah. Right?
It's the same thing with the people who get up and say they're surprised they won an award. Well, you were up for it.
Wendy, I'm sorry, Mr. Cole.
Wendy.
Thank you.
Her name is Wendy.
Wendy Arai. Bean.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press
I hate this bit. She keeps talking for too long.
I know. Look, we all know how answering machines work. Yeah. You don't need the instructions. Hey, Wendy.
This call went awry.
Hey, Wendy.
Kid, just like you.
Awry, because that's her name.
See what you did there?
Come on.
Wendy, we're so, so sad that you're not there to receive this great information because it's Kevin and Bean here calling to hook you up with the grand prize for destination number 7, the K-Rock World Tour 2008. You're going to China, baby. Hey! You're going to China.
Woo-hoo!
And some junk.
Beijing, China. Incubus is the band. You got round trip airfare for 2, hotel for 2, Incubus tickets, and $500 spending cash.
Nice.
And you didn't have the courtesy to pick up your goddamn phone.
Wow,
really someone's
like
willing
you.
To give you a free trip to Asia. You can't be bothered to roll over and talk to them on the phone.
That's how you roll. That's how you roll. Okay, wow. We got it. We understand. All right.
Fine.
Fine.
Be that way.
Let's make it a one-way trip to China now that I think about it.
Yeah! All right, someone will call you back. Bye. That's good radio right there.
Yeah.
All right, here is what we're doing for Kevin and Bean Ducks Night.
Hey, party people. When you hear Bean sneezing like a retarded duck, that's your cue to call 1-800-520-1067. First caller to get through wins a pair of tickets for Kevin and Bean Night at the Ducks game.
All right.
Once again, that sound you're listening for. Bean sneezing like a retarded duck.
Ralph has the movie beat coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Also, more tickets for Kevin and Bean Ducks Night tonight if you want to join us in Anaheim. And apparently we're supposed to talk to Johnny Knoxville, too, who we just found out from the other Jackass guys got the catheter removed yesterday. So he's got to be feeling pretty good.
Yes.
Good times.
Better, right?
Not good, but better.
Yeah.
We love our local news because they like to whip people into a needless frenzy. And every time it rains, you know they're going to be out. They're going to be asking dumb questions and saying dumb things.
Absolutely.
First clip we have is from NBC, and this is Patrick Healy, and he is putting it right in the face of other storm systems.
Seasonal rainfall totals above normal. Take that, La Nina.
Yes. Yes.
Now, uh-huh.
I think what he's referring to is La Nina are the years where there's not much of a storm, and El Nino are the years where there's a lot of storm. So he's saying that we're flying in the face of what was expected this winter, right?
Right. Get yes. it. But why
take it in the face, right?
Why poke La Nina in the eye? Then La Nina gets mad.
He's showing off his weather expertise.
You know what I'm saying?
I guess part of the problem for the news is that weather is the single most relatable thing that they can possibly talk about that affects the most people in their viewing audience. So they feel like they need to fill up a lot of time every hour with stuff going on about the weather. When in reality, there's not really that much to say about it because it's just raining.
CBS has a reporter named Kaj Goldberg, and he was at a hospital that was kind of in a right next to a Starbucks,
mm-hmm.
kind of like a couple of feet.
Mm-hmm.
And so he goes up and he starts talking to somebody, and they're waiting on somebody in the emergency room. He could care less. He wants to talk to him about the weather.
You're out here, no umbrella or anything, Daniel?
We're actually in the waiting room in urgent care right now. We're both pretty sick, and I had to get some coffee. So
coffee over getting wet.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So they did that interview, and then they said, let's air it. That's a good call right there.
That's fantastic.
Amy Johnson? Channel 7.
Amy Johnson is live on Stormwatch tonight. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Laura. You can see that the sidewalks are a little damp and cars have some intermittent windshield wipers on.
Okay.
That's Stormwatch?
Maybe that doesn't require a reporter on the street.
Quite the storm.
Wow. If the sidewalk is damp and every once in a while you see windshield wipers.
Look, call me when houses are flowing down the LA River, okay? That's when the news needs to snap into action. If there's intermittent windshield wiper activity,
yeah.
Not really news.
No.
CBS on it as well. Kaj Goldberg.
Pouring down on us all day long here in the San Fernando Valley, and it's been a great inconvenience to a lot of residents.
Sprinkling a little bit. It's not too bad right now.
That is quite an inconvenience.
So the interview that he does contradicts the statement that he just made.
Oh, the rain's horrible. What do you think, man?
Yeah, it's not too bad. Just sprinkle it.
Well, we have Channel 4. How do they do this? How do they do this every day, all day? How do they not learn?
There's nothing more consistent, though. And that's why I love them. You know that you can count on that kind of interview. And we have Channel 4's Doug Kriegel. Who's always struggling just to get a breath on Stormwatch 2008. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
I'm here near the farmer's market at 3rd and Fairfax with Stormwatch 2008.
And how does it look out there right now?
It is a dangerous situation right now. It is definitely damp. There is water.
Doug, right?
Some water on the sidewalks.
Right.
And even some in the streets.
Doug, I think what we're confused by is why are damp sidewalks a crisis? I mean, why does that require an on-the-spot reporter to give us that information?
Stormwatch 2008.
Right.
It could be a horrible accident if you slipped on a puddle.
Right, but how many puddles are there?
At this point, no puddles. But the cement is still moist.
It's moist.
Which, of course, is a recipe for death.
Doug, is it challenging for you when you get in the Channel 4 news van every single day and head out to try to continue to whip people into a needless frenzy over a few drops of rain? Is it hard for you to come up with new angles?
No, I'm saving lives out here today.
How do you figure?
The moisture that is present could indeed be deadly.
Really?
Who's ever died from it raining
or moisture?
If you have naturally curly hair, your hair will frizz. And your hair could easily poke someone in the heart and kill them.
Really?
Easily.
Can your hair poke someone in the heart?
If you have a bad perm, you could rip out someone's aorta.
All right, well, I stand corrected then. I was not aware that was an actual danger, so thank you, Doug.
And just, though it's generally hot.
What?
Humid and cold.
It's not hot.
But it's damp. Right. A lot of dampness.
Right.
Oh, tragic dampness.
Okay.
Dampness beyond your comprehension. Dampness that will kill you.
Johnny Knoxville and his bloody pants coming up later on this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
They're playing Coachella.
They are, yeah.
It's 7:58 KRQFM Pasadena, Los Angeles. Ralph does the double duty on Fridays because he'll be back in a little while with the movie beat. But right now, he's got the entertainment news for us and the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
He said duty.
He did.
Congratulations, Jennifer Lopez. She's given birth to twins.
Oh, she did.
It finally happened. Oh, finally.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, and you know, it's...
Are you still applauding?
It's just a celebrity that can have babies like this.
Right.
Can't happen... Danny, just regular Jane.
That girl's fat.
Is she finally willing to admit she was pregnant?
No, she's still claiming that she is not pregnant.
Really? Wow.
She had the babies apparently shortly after midnight. A 5-pound, 7-ounce girl, and then a 6-pound brother.
Yeah, he's a brother.
I don't think that's what it means.
Oh, brother. So the two babies are apparently doing well, as is Jennifer. No word on the babies' names yet. However, the front runners so far are Escalanda mm-hmm. and Frendo.
I hope that's the case.
He should call the boy Frendo.
Frendo. The best. That would be a great name.
Have you always lived here? Frendo.
Mr. Echo?
Yes. Oh, PETA blows.
No.
Yeah.
No.
They're horrible.
They're not horrible.
I do think that...
Their cause is worthy, but they are horrible.
I do think that many, many times they do damage to their own good cause by being
absolutely.
A-holes.
By being total a-holes.
Yeah.
They have crowned their worst just celebrity of the year.
Okay.
Someone in fur?
Of course. Of course, Lisa.
Vanessa Hudgens?
Hey! See what you've...
See, how about that?
That's natural fur.
Yeah.
Miss Aretha Franklin.
Oh, sure.
Apparently,
it takes so much fur to cover her.
Yeah.
Apparently, Aretha wore fur to the Grammys.
Yeah.
And so just PETA lost their nut and went off. Here's from their website. Hey, Aretha Franklin, how about some R-E-S-P-E-C-T for animals?
Are you kidding?
It gets better. Aretha, when you waddled into the Grammys in yet another vulgar fur, you looked as if you were going to perform I Am the Walrus by the Beatles.
Okay,
she's
they
fat?
Need new writers.
You
yes.
might be a queen of soul, but you don't know jack about compassion. Music lovers may think of you as a queen, but to animal lovers, you are a court jester. Why not shed the old-fashioned look that adds pounds to your frame and detracts from your beautiful voice?
Good cause.
Good cause. Bad writing.
Bad writing.
Good cause.
You appear intelligent, but when you open your mouth, the effect is spoiled.
I'd like to skin PETA members and wear them. I'd like to wear a suit made out of PETA skin.
Yeah.
I want to save the animals and kill PETA members.
Wow.
Let's start using PETA members for their skins and for their meat.
I don't think we can condone that.
Why?
Well, I mean, people listening.
Animals we love.
Yes.
And we want them to be protected and cared for. PETA members, we want to die.
I don't think
that's what I'm saying.
Quite that bad. But they are reprehensible at times. It is hard to have such a good cause and be such an a-hole at the same time.
How do you take a cause that fosters so much good feeling in people and then make yourself so hateable at the same time? They are truly gifted.
Do they think Aretha Franklin is going to read that and go, wow.
Wow.
They are right. No.
That coat makes me look fat? That's what she's going to say?
Fatty, 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 fatty.
Might as well said that.
It's not the fur coat that makes her look fat, by the way.
It's the 700.
500 pounds of flesh underneath the coat, probably, is doing that. And what's up with Paramore, man? What is up there? What's going on?
Dave is beside himself today.
What's up with that?
Rumors of the band breaking up already. Can you believe that?
Oh, God, no.
Now, this
a little success.
They canceled their tour in Europe, right?
They only had a week left on their tour.
Ooh.
And they canceled it, saying, according to the blog on their website, there are a lot of internal issues that have been going on in this band for quite a while now.
Uh-oh. Ouch.
We were able to fight through all of it for this long, but unfortunately, we weren't able to keep it together long enough to make it through to the end of the tour.
Orange?
By the way, they canceled just before our winner got to Berlin.
Yeah. They apologized for the canceled shows to their fans, but apparently they said they're going to spend some time trying to work on their problems.
Any theories, guys? Has anyone heard anything as to what it could be? Dave would know, you'd think.
They're not getting along?
Dave doesn't know.
Josh and Zach want fingers on the gloves.
Oh, is that right?
But Haley, Jeremy, and Taylor want fingerless gloves, and they're just no one's going to budge
on this. It's an impasse?
No one's going to budge on this very important topic.
Well, I hope they don't break up. I like that band.
I don't, too.
No kidding.
But what are you going to do? It's life, man. I'm just here to report the news. I can't.
I blame
you. Soften the blow for you, man.
I blame you.
And the Indiana Jones movie, you know, they're already gearing up all the merchandising. They just released a list of new toys that are coming out for kids for the Indiana Jones movie. Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, it's called. I got the Crystal Skull from a girl once.
Oh really?
Man, it was spectacular. Oh. You have to find a girl with a glass eye, though. That's the only thing. It's not easy to perform.
That isn't
but
easy.
But it's worth the wait, is what I'm telling you.
Right. Yeah, that's hot.
Some of the toys just announced the Indiana Jones sound effects whip. That sounds good for kids of all ages.
They sent us a whip, and Ralph almost killed me in the hallway with it.
Yeah. Dave almost killed himself.
Trying to get it snapped.
That poor little Mexican almost killed himself.
Yeah.
Pretty
I
sad.
Oh, dear God.
So what does it do? It makes the noise of the snap.
It's battery operated, and when you move it, it makes the whip cracking sound effect.
All right.
Fun for kids of all ages. They've got the Mutt Williams sound effect sword.
What is that?
Shia LaBeouf plays a character named Mutt Williams in the movie, and apparently the sword is the same kind of thing. When you move it, it makes
like lightsabers from Star Wars.
Yeah, it's like sword fighting effects. But my personal favorite... The Indiana Jones Mr. Potato Head.
Yes. Finally.
The name of the toy? Taters of the Lost Ark.
Yeah.
Oh. Hi, how are you now? Bring it home. Hit it, Steve.
Wow.
Are you ready, Andy?
Wow.
Mick? All right, fellas. Let's go.
Ouch. When does that movie come out?
May.
Oh, only May.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
excellent.
Exciting.
You'll see it Memorial Day weekend.
Really?
Memorial Day weekend, I
think. It's right around the corner.
All right.
It's not. It's right around the corner.
Gotta check that out.
Yes, you should. Today's celebrity birthdays. Don Pardo. course, the announcer from Saturday Night Live for many, many years now. It's got to be like 30 years that show's been on the air, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he did the Letterman show when he was back on NBC, too, right?
I believe so.
Did
That's
he?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's 90 years old today. Jonathan Demme, very talented movie director, turned 64. Kyle MacLachlan, who's so good in Twin Peaks as Agent Dale Cooper. And then he was on Sex and the City, and he's been in a lot of stuff. 49 years old today. Dale, nope, no Dale at all.
Earnhardt.
Jerry Ryan from Boston Public, Star Trek Voyager, and now Shark with James Woods. She's 40 years old today. James Blunt. He's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
He's 31 years old today. And Drew Barrymore.
Oh, that's tight.
Lovely and talented actress, producer. She is 33 years old today. Still haven't heard from Dwan.
No.
No.
Still waiting for a call from Dwan.
Stop resisting before I pepper spray you.
Oh, sorry. But usually Dwan calls up and he likes to give a shout out to Drew on her birthday.
I know.
But we haven't heard.
He doesn't know.
I don't know what's going on with him.
He
I'm
doesn't
worried.
Know.
He knows.
He doesn't know.
I bet you he knows.
I bet he doesn't.
How much you want to bet?
$5.
All right, done.
All right.
Let's call Dwan. Let's see if we can get him on the phone, and we'll ask him.
That always works. Oh,
special day.
Don't rouse the angry family of Dwan.
They don't like us much.
But that's the next Indiana Jones movie, by the way. Indiana Jones and the Angry Family of Dwan. I want to buy the toys for that movie. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
See, you thought you were going to be making fun of my blog here, but something so much better fell into our laps. I can't even believe how lucky we are.
Not better, but different.
We just push it back. We'll do it a little bit in a couple minutes.
Say good morning to Dwan. Hey, Dwan.
What's up, Kevin?
Yeah.
And how you doing?
How you doing, buddy?
Dwan.
Good, thank you. You know, today's Drew Barrymore's birthday.
Hi, how are you? Look at you now.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are you doing to celebrate?
Drew Barrymore's birthday, she's 33.
Right. Yes, she is.
Hey. What are you doing to celebrate?
Like to sing happy birthday.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Drew. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Drew Barrymore.
Nicely done.
That was well done. Drew Barrymore.
That was very well done.
If only that we knew that she listened, that would be cool.
Oh, she's probably listening right now. Hey, Dwan, let me ask you your opinion on something. I want to know how you feel about something, okay?
Yeah.
Kevin, who, as you know, works here on the Kevin and Bean Show, did not think that you would know today was Dwan's birthday.
Drew Barrymore's birthday.
Drew Barrymore's birthday.
Right.
Yeah. You said Dwan's
He didn't
birthday.
Think that you would know that. He doesn't realize that she's your favorite person in the world. Isn't that crazy that he would think you would have forgotten that?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, but you know, we've talked to Dwan in the past where she's got a movie opening and he's all excited about it and then he doesn't go.
But he knows it's coming. He knows what day the movie comes out.
All right, I lost $5. That's all right.
I just made $5. Yeah. I thought you were going to know for sure, Dwan, and turns out you did.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but her two movies is coming up this year.
She has two movies. What are they?
One is like a kid movie, The Voice of the Chihuahua.
Okay.
And one she played with Justin Long.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, I think they're dating now, aren't they, Dwan?
I met Justin Long before.
Really?
In the past. I'm not going to tell you where.
Why?
Because
is that your cell phone?
Yeah.
Are you inside an ice cream truck?
Wait a minute. Why won't you tell us where you saw Justin Long?
One of my best friend's shows, Reeve Carney's shows, like 2 years ago.
Is that where you met him?
Yeah, with his former girlfriend.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
I went to high school with.
By the way,
you got the hookups.
He cracks under pressure. I'm not going to tell you guys. Oh, okay. Since you asked me, I guess I'll tell you. Hey, Dwan, let me ask you one more thing.
About the bionic woman.
You have been emailing me many, 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 many times this week about the bionic woman. What's going on?
I don't know why they haven't. I don't know. The strike is over. They need to make some new episodes of The Bionic Woman. Why it went off the air?
Why did it go off the air indeed?
Well, they ran out of episodes, Dwan.
You tell them, Ralph.
And then I read this week in TV Guide Online on the internet.
No, don't tell them.
That the rumor is around NBC that they will not be bringing the series back, Dwan.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Do you like any other shows or is it just that one?
Like The Terminator.
Yeah, I like that one as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like that but apparently the ratings just weren't good enough to make up for the expense of doing that show. And it looks like NBC is going to let it go, Dwan.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, man. I liked it, too. Sorry, I was a big fan.
I still got Michelle Ryan on my space page, though.
She's a beautiful girl.
It's a good choice.
Yep.
You know, she's from England.
I know she's from England.
That's right.
Right. That's why you said that.
I knew I heard it somewhere. All right, Dewan, you going to be watching the Oscars on Sunday?
Yes, I am, and I'm going to record it on the DVR.
Excellent.
Good.
What movie are you pulling for to win Best Picture this weekend?
I think Juno.
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 Okay.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be nice if that won.
Yeah. It'd be a long shot, but I hope you're right.
All right, Dewan. I get the feeling that we start boring you after about 30 seconds.
No problem.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Dewan, how did you know it was Drew Barrymore's birthday when you woke up this morning? Do you have it, like, circled on your calendar?
Her birthday is on February the 22nd.
That's right.
Each year?
I read about her biography.
Oh, there you go.
You read her biography. All
right. Yeah.
Do you know when Michelle Ryan's birthday is?
I think around April something. Okay. 1984.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, when it's her birthday, you can come back on and sing happy birthday to her. How about that?
Oh, no problem. I will.
All right, okay, Dewan.
All right, Dewan.
Hey, Dewan, one last question. You text Bean or email Bean all the time, and he asks you to call us, and then you don't respond. Is that because you can't or you're tired?
Really tired.
Tired.
Yeah, you're sleeping a lot, aren't you?
Yeah.
Around this time.
All right.
Okay. Well, Dewan, I'm glad we got a hold of you. Happy birthday to your girlfriend, Drew Barrymore, and I hope we talk to you soon. You have a great weekend, okay?
Hey, thanks for coasting with us. I'm Ted Ziglarides. Love songs on the coast.
Jack Johnson, whom I love, by the way, had his best sales week in his history last week with that new album.
No kidding.
Yeah. It's a terrific record, too. That's the latest from Jack on the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KRQ. It's 8:28 Friday morning. No, it's not the coast. It's K-Rock, and it's time for the Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
Welcome to my world.
Four major motion pictures are opening in wide release today. That's what she said. Let's take a look at some of them. The first one I'm really looking forward to seeing. I have not had a chance. Sometimes I get invited to these press screenings.
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to see this one. I wasn't invited to this one.
We're not supposed to. That's your whole thing is you don't see the movies.
Right. But there's some, you know, which usually I don't mind because I don't want to see any of them. But there are some that come along, like Semi-Pro, for example. I was really excited when they asked me to see that early.
Sure.
I didn't get a chance to see this one early. It's called Charlie Bartlett.
I don't know this
I've
one.
Seen the billboards.
It is about a rich kid who's sort of odd, sort of quirky.
Okay.
Who's been through a series of private schools because he just can't seem to get along with the other rich kids.
Yeah.
Who ends up in a public school for the first time. And he becomes the self-appointed psychiatrist to the student body. He finds out that no one's listening to these kids and they've got all these kind of problems. And the people at the public school, the teachers and the guidance counselors, they just don't care. So he sets up a office in the boys' room, and he sits on the other side of the stall and listens to these kids' problems and gives them advice and becomes, like, wildly popular on the school campus.
He's super smart. He can figure out what they're
exactly. And he's been picked on and bullied so much of his life that he really has insight into what these kids are going through and really helps them out.
I haven't seen anything about this.
Yeah.
Good cast, too.
Yeah. Anton Yelchin plays Charlie Bartlett. He's a really talented young actor. Robert Downey Jr. is the principal of the school. And Hope Davis is one of the guidance counselors at the school. Here is a scene from Charlie Bartlett where Charlie is in session with one of his fellow students and he's listening to the rant.
I just can't handle this place.
Well, duh, dude. This place sucks. So maybe you should
get breast implants. I mean, a lot of my friends are getting them.
Well, that's up to you, but speaking as a guy, it's kind of a turnoff when a girl isn't cool with being herself.
I'm not saying that I'm gay. What if, you know, I'm not attracted to girls? You know, this sucks, man.
Well, at least you're attracted to somebody.
That's funny.
Kevin, do you never see movie trailers because when you go to the movies, you walk in 5 seconds before they start?
He
like,
does do
like
that. I can attest to
I
that.
Do.
Is that why you never have heard of any of the
Kevin
movies that we've all seen the trailers for like a million times?
Before it starts.
Yeah.
Sometimes, if I'm lucky, yeah. I was walking in late, and Lisa was in the crowd at one movie, and she's like, hey, Kevin!
The movie started like 10 seconds later.
Excellent.
Also opening today is Vantage Point.
This looks good.
Dennis Quaid, Matthew Fox from Lost, William Hurt as the president, Forrest Whitaker, Sigourney Weaver. It's a movie about 8 different points of view of a presidential assassination and how these eight strangers try to piece together what they saw at the event to try to unlock the truth of what's really going on. Dennis Quaid and Matthew Fox play Secret Service agents. And here's a scene from the film where they're discussing their plan of action after the president gets shot.
Sorry.
What happened to the president, dude?
Dennis, do we find that shooter, we'll shut this city down. This never should have happened, except that it did. And it happened on your watch.
I can't live with that.
Keep the camera on the shoulder.
Where's the zone?
Shot is up.
Left. Wait, who saw the shooter?
No.
Are we supposed to hear voices?
Apparently. I asked Omar to pull me a clip from Vantage Point, and that's what he came up with.
I hear a lot of background noise.
I saw something, like a flash of light.
We're going to need eight people's different point of view to understand what that clip was about.
Let's get on our friend who was nominated for all the sound mixing Oscars and see if he can clean that clip up before we play it again.
It's easier when you can see their mouths moving.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's an interesting clip.
It's a great idea what's going on there, but you get the gist.
Sure.
Also opening today is what I think the biggest crapshoot of the weekend. Could be great. Could be horrible. We can't be sure. So we go. It's Be Kind Rewind.
Oh, Jack Black. Yeah.
Most yeah. Def and Jack Black play two guys who work at a video store. And accidentally, all of the videotapes of the films that they rent there are erased. And so Jack Black and Mos Def have to reenact and refilm every movie in their inventory.
Looks great.
Could be funny. Jack Black, very funny dude.
Roll the dice on Jack Black, right?
Mos Def, very talented actor.
Okay.
Concept, a little shaky. Can't be sure. That's a video store in this day and age already. I hope it takes place in like 1985 or something yeah. because... Who rents videotape anymore?
Yeah, that's a good point.
No. I'm perplexed. Yeah. I'm torn.
I'm saying thumbs up based on nothing.
It does seem like it would be cheaper to replace the videotapes than to go to the expense of props and
yes.
filming. And
yes, however,
else.
That is a film. Buying new videotapes, not nearly as hooky a plot.
How many are you going to need? 5,000?
I'd like to reorder those movies. Okay.
And roll credits.
Yeah. Here's a scene where Mos Def and Jack Black discover... that they've got a store full of erased videotapes.
Mr. Fletcher's gonna flip when he sees this. You know that look that he has on his face? He's gonna be so disappointed that he left me with this responsibility. Look, 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 what the duck? All of the tapes are like this. All the tapes. I tried every tape.
Relax.
On this table.
It's the TV, Mike.
Well, show me what it's doing.
Think about it.
Show me how... What was that? Maybe that's the picture coming back. You're magnetized. You erased these tapes. It's you.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Did he say you're magnetized?
Yeah.
So his body...
I guess he's got a metal plate or something in his head or something.
And that erased all the tapes?
Look, I told you it's a crapshoot. I don't know. But well, them acting out scenes from all the different movies...
That sounds funny.
That looks funny to me.
Me too.
They do like Rocky and Ghostbusters and all the classic films. Yeah. They have to recreate them.
You guys know I've been nervous about this one leading up to it, but I will say, on the basis of nothing else, the fact that Michael Gondry directed it, who I love, who did Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind and some other just terrific movies, it's almost worth giving it a shot.
Jack Black does wear a foil jacket. That does happen. So.
See, we've got...
comedy.
We've got all kinds of things going for it.
Yep. I think
and
I'm going
to I'm happen. Still a scared.
Thumbs up.
Yeah,
I'm still a scared.
Thumbs up.
I'm a scared.
I'm going to recommend it.
Fortunately, you're going to be too busy at another particular movie this weekend. Am I right, Ralph?
And lastly, Witless Protection.
Yes.
Larry the fucking Cable Guy.
You can't say that. You can't say the F word.
Why not?
Ralph, come on.
Larry the effing Cable Guy, you can say. Come
that
on.
That just doesn't do it justice.
Well, you can't say it. Sorry. You're excited about
Although,
it?
The FCC might give Ralph an exception in this
saying.
Case.
For this guy?
This one they'd let you slide. If they ever saw anything that Larry the effing Cable Guy ever did,
yeah.
They would say, well, you know what? You're right. Effing's just not strong enough to describe how bad and unfunny this bastard is. This fat bastard. This yeah. fat fake bastard.
Yeah.
Larry the Cable Guy plays a sheriff who gets caught up protecting a beautiful key witness in a high-stakes crime case. I bet he runs into a lot of highfalutin city folk who don't
does.
Understand the down-home charm of Larry the Cable Guy Deputy Sheriff.
Ralph certainly has a lot of imagination.
Here's a scene where Larry interacts with those highfalutin city types at a dinner party, and boy, sure confused by their strange ways of eating.
Welcome, Larry. Oh, Miss Haynes, you look
ravishing tonight.
Thank you.
See, what your decorators must have been busier than a blow-up doll at a frat party. Ooh. I'm going to tell you what, that beef jerky and marmalade ain't sitting too good. Hey, you got a crapper, I got to go pinch out a grumpy.
Yuck. So yuck.
Can anyone smell that?
See, in the highfalutin city folk, talk like this.
Just like real people.
That's right. Worse than my queen.
Thank you for coming to my dinner party. This movie blows on every level. Every performance, every line that's written, every shot of it, every frame of it.
What the hell?
Will give you cancer.
No, that's ridiculous.
It's been proven. Ralph.
It's been proven?
The FDA has proven this movie gives you cancer of the testicles.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Even
what about women?
Oh,
wow. That isn't good for you.
And women, you grow balls, and then they get cancerous.
You don't even grow healthy testes. They're cancerous.
And then Jenny McCarthy's in it.
What do you bet it's number one?
If it's number one
this weekend,
I will have to kill someone.
Someone in this room?
Possibly.
Well, that's not good.
Come on.
It can't be number one.
Okay, volunteers. Fine, excellent.
Good. It can't be number one. It cannot
it can't be
number,
number one.
Not possible to
be
number one.
I am saying number one.
Can't
because
be.
Of all the Midwest, I think he's real popular.
Cannot be possible.
But there were some big box office movies that came out last week that I think people will go see instead of Larry the Cable Guy, right?
We're going to need this tape for Monday.
I don't know.
Yeah, we are.
Come on. The less we want it to be number one, the more it is. That's the general rule.
Well, that is your problem, Ralph.
Yep.
This guy is just a big boil on my ass. Of all of them, all the blue collar tour redneck,
yeah,
SFers.
Whoa. I think Foxworthy is likable and has some talent.
He's a genius compared to this guy.
Bill Engvall and this guy and the whole bunch of them. God damn them.
But you'll kill Mike on Monday.
Yeah, pretty much. Sure.
All right, good.
If it places, let's say top 10.
If it's top 10, all right.
All right.
Fantastic. Let's say top 25.
All right, top 100, let's call it.
Guys, I got an idea. I've been wanting to do this on the show anyway. Let's combine the ideas. Let's waterboard Mike.
Okay.
I've been wanting to see how that waterboarding works that I've heard so much about. This would be a perfect excuse to use it. Is Monday? If
let's
this movie's
snowboard,
in the top 10, let's waterboard Mike.
Let's snowboard Mike. He likes that even less.
Even better.
Witless protection, Larry.
That's the one.
The cable guy. I'm begging you. I don't make personal pleas during the movie beat very often. I am begging you, people, please, to a listener.
Yeah.
Please do not go see this movie. There's so many good movies. Look, it's Oscar weekend, right? Oscar Sunday. Maybe you haven't seen There Will Be Blood yet. Maybe you haven't seen Michael Clayton yet, which is available now on DVD. You should just stay home and rent that. Maybe you haven't seen Juno.
Good. That's good.
Lisa? Maybe you haven't seen
Lisa, are you really, are you listening
Juno?
At all?
No.
There's a
stupid
lot.
Stupid Lisa!
There's a lot of movies you can go see. Please. I'm begging you. Please.
Number one.
Don't ask me to stop being a man.
Don't go see Larry the Cable Guy, please. All right? Personal plea. A little favor to your pal Ralph.
All right, number one.
See how it goes.
Stop saying number one.
I'm just saying.
It should be number two. That'd be more appropriate for this movie. See what I did there?
Nice.
That's a Larry the Cable Guy joke right there.
I've got to pinch out a grumpy.
Go kill yourself. Grumpy. Go kill yourself. Oh, beef jerky and marmalade's not selling. Nobody eats beef jerky and marmalade.
Larry the Cable Guy does.
God damn it. By the way, on Monday, I'm going to play some tape of Larry the Cable Guy back when he was Dan Whitney, failed comedian.
Oh.
Is he the same character?
No. Larry the Cable Guy is a calculated character. He is a persona.
It's not how he talks?
It's not how he talks at all.
You mean he does this act because he wants to, not because he has to?
And I'll prove to you that he was never funny. Not funny before Larry the Cable Guy, not funny after Larry the Cable Guy. Just incapable of being funny. And I'll have proof positive for you on Monday.
I'm just saying.
Number one.
I hate you. In the meanwhile, I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
Best band ever.
Kevin Amico.
Nice work, Kevin.
Thank you.
It's Kevin Amico on the world famous K-Rock. It's 848. By the way, a special shout out to the many, many thousands of you that listen online at krock.com. You're welcome. You're welcome. You got a little cherry on top of your hot fudge sundae with the Kevin and Bean Show this morning with our friend Ralph Garman and his potty mouth a few minutes ago. So I hope you enjoyed that.
Time for the Afro line, 323-520-AFRO. Ralph told us in the showbiz about J-Lo and how she was shopping pictures of her baby.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
To the tabloids.
Yeah. I thought $6 million was not a ridiculous sum for us to get a picture of J-Lo's twins. But then I realized they weren't talking about her boobs, and I got a little depressed.
Yeah.
Isn't that shocking? I know we talked about it when Ralph reported the story, but isn't that shocking that a magazine would pay $6 million for pictures of those babies? Is there one person that any of us know that is going to run out and buy a magazine because there are pictures of J-Lo's kids in it?
No, but they must.
They must, yeah.
They
we don't
to.
Know
yeah.
them because we wouldn't associate with them, but
I don't
they're
know
out there.
Anyone who gives a crap, but they must sell through the roof because
yeah.
they pay.
I haven't seen the photos, nor would I, but I can tell you pretty much what those kids are going to look like. They're small and wrinkly and Puerto Rican. I mean, that's it. Now you know.
Long-time listener here.
Kevin and Bean, party machine. Kevin and Bean, party machine. Kevin and Bean, party machine.
Yeah. Dead.
The man.
Yeah, the man.
The man.
Much, killed that one, yeah.
With his boot on our necks.
Exactly.
Yesterday was really refreshing in the studio.
God, I can't believe what a relief it is. No Sucko Mike. Sucko Mike, I hope you're enjoying the cold. You deserve it. You stupid f***.
Sucko Mike.
See what he did there?
Yeah.
Lisa debuted her new voice this week.
Oh, yeah.
Very excited. She does an impression of Marley Matlin.
Mm-hmm. What did you do, nephew? This is Marley Matlin. I was told about your parody you gave me the other day. I did not find it remotely funny. You can suck it, Kevin and Bean.
Right, how come we have to suck it if she did it?
That's his deaf voice.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I know. I know. It's not good. But.
No.
I just got done seeing the coolest movie ever. It stars that rugby player from Murderball, and he can actually teleport with his wheelchair from place to place. Go check it out. It's called Stumper. Absolutely amazing.
See? Because Stumper and not Jumper. Do you get it, Bean?
Yes.
Is this lost on you?
No, I get it.
Is this
I get
on?
It. Our listeners.
Now on DVD. American.
Sorry, were you going to say something?
Have endless fascination with amputee sex, don't they?
Yes, they do. Okay. Now to this.
Lance Prusett, by the way, from Covina, listening very closely this morning, heard my ridiculous duck sneeze. And when he heard it a few minutes ago, he was the first caller through to win tickets for Kevin and Bean Night in Anaheim. Ducks versus Blues tonight at the Honda Center. We have more tickets for you to win in the 9 o'clock hour. Also, we're supposed to be talking to Johnny Knoxville. Now without the catheter, after the horrific motorcycle accident. We're supposed to be having him on in about 10 or 15 minutes, you guys.
All right.
New Johnny Knoxville with less catheter.
Exactly. Yeah, that was a bad, bad accident. So hopefully we'll hear right from the horse's mouth what happened. It's KRQ FM Pasadena, Los Angeles. Ralph is here with the final showbiz beat for the week. What's going on?
It's not his mouth I want to hear from, by the way.
Yeah, well.
I want to hear straight from the horse's urethra. That's what I want to hear. Congratulations to Jennifer Lopez. Early this morning, she gave birth to twins. A 5-pound, 7-ounce girl and a 6-pound boy.
That girl's fat.
Apparently, of the 5-pound, 7-ounce girl, 3 pounds was ass. Ooh.
Really?
Yeah, it takes after her mom.
Gets stuck?
Yeah. Know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
No, she came out ass first. It was fine.
Okay.
She crowned. Or cheeked, I guess, what she would do.
Yeah.
Funny thing is, Jennifer Lopez is such a tiny girl. She's such a small, petite woman. I've never ever seen her in person, but she's a little thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
she had to carry twins. That's a lot to carry, you know,
for a little girl.
For a little girl like that, a little petite woman had to somehow make space inside of her for two kids. Not just the one, but two
kids.
Don't
be so boring.
With, 5 pounds, 7 ounces, and another one 6 pounds, you know, that's well over 11 pounds of baby inside.
Man, this is... Weak.
And she's such a small, petite girl. It's crazy. Yeah.
Where do you put...
retarded.
Where and how would you even put those kids in that situation? Well, you got such a tiny mom, right?
The funny thing is, Bean...
Dude, that was painful.
And when it comes to carrying babies...
Yeah?
There's always room in J-Lo.
I may have fired this one prematurely.
Dude, that was painful.
Okay.
Come on, it's been a while. That felt good.
Oh, it's great.
Mm.
I changed it up just a taste.
Just a bit.
A little sousson.
Just a smidge. What the hell is that?
A little sousson.
I got your sousson right here.
I bet you
Let
do.
Let me tell you, let me tell you how good that was. Even Lisa May was listening to the show.
I did. I listened to it. How about you kept my attention.
She looked away from the computer screen for a moment just to pay attention to our show.
Just to see if you would do it.
We found out that she powers down when we're talking. We didn't realize that.
Yeah, she's making grocery lists.
Gone.
She's ordering things on Amazon. She's going to her Netflix list, updating that.
Now, is it just when Ralph comes in for the showbiz meeting or during the whole show?
Oh, it's all of us. It's all of us.
Yeah, well, it's mostly you, Bean, actually.
Yeah, well,
it's just that Juno doesn't come up when you're talking.
That's a good choice.
Yeah.
Gene Simmons, he's a pretty smart dude. You know, the sex video is on the internet. Mm-hmm. There is a website called GeneSecret.com that is selling the rights to take a look at the sex tape between Gene and a young lady named Ilsa, who apparently is a spokesmodel for Frank's energy drink. Makes me want to drink it.
Gene, not worth looking at.
She's but Ilsa.
Worth looking at.
Yeah, she's worth looking at. Turns out he is already taking the legal steps to shut down the site. They made several mistakes. First and foremost, they were advertising Gene's sex tape by using his image from the band Kiss in full face makeup. And it turns out that image, that face makeup, is actually copyrighted.
Hmm. That makes sense.
So he gave them a cease and desist order because of copyright infringement. Also, the video itself apparently is a few years old, and that copyright is also owned by someone, Gene Simmons himself.
Very smart.
According to TMZ.com, Gene caught wind of the tape a few years back and bought the rights to it. So no one can air it without his permission. So legally, he's on strong ground.
But, I mean, it is already out on the internet.
Yes.
It's going to be one of those things where you can't catch it because it just keeps moving.
Yeah, it'll be like whack-a-mole. Every site that gets closed down, someone else will post it.
Yeah. But at least the one that's trying to make a buck off of it,
true.
They will be shut down. They won't be making any money off of it.
GeneSecret.com is still up.
Still up, huh?
Oh,
well,
interesting.
This is just as of this morning, so I guess the wheels are in motion. I guess they have to go to court and then get some sort of court order for cease and desist or whatever. And
now, we don't know when Gene made the video, first of all, or when he found out about it, but it sort of looks like maybe it was surreptitiously filmed, and then maybe somebody came to him and blackmailed him or something like that. I mean, I guess it's all conjecture, but I wonder what the real story was back then.
Don't know.
Gene, what's the real story?
The real story is that I gave her the kosher chocolate pizza, and she filmed it. End of story.
Okay.
All right.
Because she got big-ass boobies.
She sure does. People Magazine's got a story of a birthday party gone horribly awry. Ashton Kutcher recently celebrated his 30th birthday at a club called Socialista. It was a major event with a lot of A-listers. Sadly, though, one of the bartenders working the event has hepatitis A.
Oh.
So now everyone on the list has to get a vaccination as a precautionary measure, they say in People Magazine. But that means Demi Moore, Madonna, Bruce Willis, Gwyneth Paltrow, Selma Hayek, and a list of other major Hollywood players now all have to go to their local physician and get shot up.
Oh, God.
That's a hell of a call to have to make.
Yeah.
And no one believed it, probably because he's Ashton Kutcher.
Hey,
yeah, sure.
It's Ashton. Did you enjoy the party?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks so much for coming. Oh, thanks for the gift, too. Yeah. How up to date are you on your hep shots? You might want to go get a booster for A, specifically.
I think Kevin's right. I think it could be a big giant punk on all of his friends. Like, there really wasn't one.
I'm guessing not.
I think he would get the hell beaten out of him.
That happened. Maybe so.
And what was this bartender doing to the glasses, by the way? They need to get shot.
Licking the rim.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
I don't know how he was washing them, but I don't like the mental image. Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt have a new venture.
Yes.
The Hills stars want to come into your living room.
Oh.
They tell Us Weekly magazine that they are developing a video game based on their relationship.
This is just so desperate.
F you, you effing bitch.
A video game based on their relationship.
What was that?
So, what would you do? I mean,
I don't know.
What's the game?
I have no idea.
You try to get her famous, I guess. That's probably what you do in it, is you just try to get her in front of cameras and get her famous.
Balls.
Takes balls.
They're calling it World of Whorecraft.
We need a rim shot there. We should have had a rim shot.
That
was very good.
Sorry, Larry the Cable Guy would have had one.
He would have. Sure. Try it again. I got it ready.
I think they're going to call it World of Whorecraft.
Because
there's a popular World of Warcraft game.
I don't get it.
No?
No.
Yeah. And last night on American Idol, we had to say goodbye to Garrett, Amy, Joanne, and Colton.
Oh, they were my four favorites.
I miss them so much.
What great singers they were.
How do you cut a guy named Colton?
Yeah.
I haven't heard a name like that since Fastlane was on the air. Colton.
Don't feel the need to cover that.
Oh, buddy, I'm counting it down. We're now down to 20. Went from 24 to 20.
Right, but don't feel like you have to tell us after.
Next week, Tuesday night, is the girls, and then Wednesday night will be the fellas, and then Thursday night will be the big results show.
Right, so but don't feel like you have to tell us about
tuned as I cover every detail of it.
Not
last
Kevin,
night, they had the Paul Abdul video. They showed it again.
Oh, that's right.
The dance video from
I want to dance like there's no tomorrow.
Oh.
He said, yeah, Paul's going to perform a new hit song after the break. And come back, and here's the video. Like, she's just never going to sing live ever again.
Bad girl. Bad.
Boy, was she airbrushed, too, by the way.
Yeah, they really doctored.
But at least the song blows.
That's true. Got that going for it.
Kevin, you would be so miserable. I know you hate American Idol anyway, but the kids are so young this year. So many of them are like 16 and 17.
Yep.
And this week was 60s week.
Oh, dear
God. So
they're
singing all like Jackie DeShannon songs and stuff like that. You would
songs
have been
that you've
so
never
miserable.
Heard of.
Oh, I hate the songs they choose. Every week I hate the songs
and
they choose.
And here's the thing. You have a decade of music to choose from. And some girl sang Where the Boys Are by Connie Francis.
Yeah.
I was like, does it really?
See, you guys watch that every week.
That song was bad when it was recorded in 1962 when it was first released. It was horrible.
The most popular show in the history of television, Kevin. It's not.
How old were they being?
Most of them are like 16, 17, 18. I'm in a very young group this year. I don't know.
Ooh.
Hey,
hey. And lastly, and most disturbingly.
Ooh.
Looks like there's trouble in paradise for Paramore.
Paradise,
Paramore.
Don't say that.
Ralph, you're on fire.
Thank you so much. A lot of internal issues causing strife in the band. This led to their canceling the tour with only a week left in it over there in the Europe and UK.
Uh-oh. Only with a week left?
Yeah.
Is that a couple shows?
Yeah.
Oh.
What does Dave know? He's pretty plugged into the Paramore universe. What's his theory as to what's happening?
He doesn't have a theory.
He's just very upset.
He's sobbing in the other room.
From the band's website, the following was posted. There are a lot of internal issues that have been going on in this band for quite a while now. A lot of it started right around the time we were gearing up for the Riot Tour in the U.S. We were able to fight through it all for this long, but unfortunately we weren't able to keep it together long enough to make it through to the end of the tour.
K-Rock.
That probably sounds terrible right now to say that finishing a week's worth of shows wasn't worth it.
Yeah.
But apparently they're working on their problems and hopefully things will work out for the best, but it looks like some troubling news from Paramore City.
They should call me. I'll tell them how to work with people they hate. No problem.
You've got a lot of experience, don't you?
Hey. Welcome to my nightmare. Yeah. Liars.
It seems a shame, though, a band just when they've broken through, when they're finally getting the the fruits of their labor, would now start to have problems. That's sad.
It is.
Especially Haley. She's so cute.
Not always fatal, though. Not always fatal.
No, but
a lot of times they can.
Are you going to break them up like you did Rage?
I did no such thing.
Uh-huh.
I did no
or
such
Blink.
Thing.
Blink,
maybe they need to hire that fruity psychologist from the Metallica movie.
That's right. Seemed to work for them. Today's celebrity birthdays, James Blunt. He is 31 years old today. Apparently he was some sort of assassin for the Queen, says Mike.
I don't believe that for a second.
Yeah. Drew Barrymore is 33 years old today. Our pal Dwayne called
him. Oh, that's tight.
Wish her a happy birthday. Jerry Ryan from Boston Public, Star Trek Voyager, and Shark. She is 40 years old today. Rachel Dratch from Saturday Night Live and 30 Rock. She's 42.
That is a nice
wow.
Right there.
That is.
Who is that? I don't know who that is.
Oh, you would know if you saw her. She looks like the little trolley gnome girl who plays the lesbian stagehand in 30 Rock.
Got no chin, long black hair.
Played, has a lot of cats.
Downer Debbie on SNL.
Debbie Downer, yeah.
Yeah, I don't watch
Debbie
SNL.
Downer,
yeah. Mm. All right. Yeah. I'm sure I'd recognize her.
She's not good looking.
Not a good
So you're saying she's attractive?
In the scale of 1 to 10, 10 being most attractive,
right.
1 being least attractive,
mm-hmm.
she is 0.
Wow.
Yeah. Kyle MacLachlan turns 49 years old today.
Yeah.
Ellen Green, you can see him pushing Daisy. She's 57 years old today. Jonathan Demme turns 64. And Don Pardo, longtime voice of Saturday Night Live, speaking of which, he is 90 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. I'm going to a show this weekend. I'm very excited about seeing Knoxville's Bloody Pants. It's a great band.
Oh.
It's not, actually, it's not a band.
What?
It's the unfortunate fallout from trying to do a backflip on a motorcycle for the jackass taking over MTV this weekend. We're frankly shocked that Johnny Knoxville is still alive, and even more shocked that he's on the phone with us right now on The Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock. What's up, Johnny?
Hello?
Dude.
It looks like from those pants I was on my moon.
Dude.
Oh. I was riding the cotton pony.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like.
We got it.
Yeah.
I don't want to gross you guys out, but should I tell you exactly what happened?
Please.
Sure.
I got the idea I could backflip a motorcycle.
Because they make it look really easy, right?
Yeah, Travis Pastrana was doing a one flip, two flips.
Sure.
This girl did a backflip. I'm like, I totally got that.
Right.
But I don't ride a motorcycle. And Travis had to let out the clutch for me.
But did Travis ever say to you, it's not as easy as it looks, or this might be not be the best idea, anything?
Well, Travis, the way he gets himself into trouble is anything, he's like, oh, man, you totally got that. Because okay. That's how he thinks.
Right, sure.
And that's how I think.
Okay.
And he has talent, and right. I don't.
Well, you right. don't ride a motorcycle to begin with. I mean,
that's not your fault. I mean, did they put training wheels on it and little pink ribbons on the handlebars for you?
I wish. No, I borrowed Zach's. I borrowed Travis's motorcycle and hit the ramp four times. Actually, the first time he let the clutch out for me, I ran straight into the ground.
Okay.
So then I hit the ramp on the fourth time, and he goes, whatever you do, do not let go of the bike because it's going to go 40 feet in the air and come back down and hit you. I'm like, yeah, I got it. Next thing you know, I get off the ramp, I let go of the bike. It goes about what he said to how far in the air. It's like 15, 20 feet over my head.
Right.
And I lay it on the ground, and I see it. I'm like, that's not going to hit me. And then it comes down. I'm spread eagle, and it breaks the handlebar off of my crotch.
Oh my God.
Was it in slow motion? Did it seem like it took forever for the bike to get down?
Yeah, it did, because I saw it go up, and I'm like, that's not going to hit me. Someone's got my back. Honestly, I thought that. And then
wow.
like a second later,
it
I
wasn't
was like,
your back
ow.
You needed gotten.
Oh. Yeah, no, it came within centimeters of going in my anus.
Oh my God!
Wait a minute.
Problem. I could have taken that all the way to the clutch.
I was going to say that seems like it would have been a lot easier.
Yeah, it's no sweat. Vroom, vroom.
So the doc. So you go. They take you immediately. You get medical attention immediately. I hope, right?
Yeah, because okay. I didn't. The doc. He said it's bad, and if it's busted your bladder or there's internal bleeding, son, we got to get you there now.
Yeah.
Okay. And what did they say had gone wrong when they looked at it? What was their evaluation
the
of the injuries?
The handlebars went through it.
Right. But I want to know physically what was going on in your body.
Well, I went to the first hospital. They said, we've never seen an injury like this. You have to go to the other hospital in Oklahoma City.
You know what? You never want a hospital to tell you they've never seen anything like this before. That's not
good. Yeah. So, and plus, it's like getting the x-ray was emasculating.
Sure.
They have to, like, I got four guys working on my schwanz.
Yeah.
You know, I usually call that Tuesday. but they're injecting this dye in it, and you're watching the x-ray, and you see it shooting out the side, and, you know, where...
Is that good?
Lord.
Shooting out the side?
Well, no, because you see it go down the tube and you see where it was tore. You
yeah.
know?
It's yeah.
Not
yeah.
supposed to shoot out the
And by
side.
The way, you know that at that hospital, that spread around that hospital like wildfire.
Oh,
Knoxville's
yeah.
in there and his penis is wrecked.
Yeah, and I was like, and I kept telling him, like, look, man, it's cold in here. I'm nervous.
Don't
small,
judge.
You can't. This small.
You can't be expected to perform after that.
Well, you know, I was, as we were in the emergency room at the next hospital, like, I was worried, like, if I ever could use it again.
Of course.
But as my girlfriend was comforting me and hugging me, I got some very hard evidence that everything was going to be all
really?
Right.
Really? At that moment?
He's back. He is
yeah.
back.
Now, wait a minute. Does that hurt? At that point?
No, it didn't hurt until I got the catheter in.
Oh.
Yeah, those are awful.
And you had that for how long did you have the catheter?
2 weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude.
Wow.
And so you're walking around with a bag of pee strapped to the outside of your body for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I had a day bag, which is strapped to my leg, and then I had an overnight bag, which was a big one, which was amazing because you could drink all the beer you wanted.
Never have to get up.
But who's surprised to see Johnny Knoxville walking around with a catheter, for God's sakes? Come on.
Well, yeah. Knievel got, like, broken arms and legs. I tear my urethra. Come on.
So that's what happened. You tore it?
Yeah, it was tore.
And what do they do? They sew it back together or what?
No, they put a catheter in there for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And it forms like a stent around the wound, and the wound heals around that.
Oh, I see. So okay. That's to keep it open.
Now, is the stent still there?
No, I got that out yesterday. I had surgery yesterday morning.
Ouch.
Okay.
And I'm walking around free again.
Are you? Dude. Have you shot any bullets yet?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
First thing, yeah. That's what I thought.
Right. If you heard a loud explosion and a little giggle yesterday, that was me.
Johnny, this is, we were talking to Pontius and Wee Man earlier, and I think we ranked this the number one all-time Jackass injury, and I think that's pretty impressive. You got to be so proud to have that honor.
No, I don't know. We've had some silly things happen, but this is like just a really random one.
It's not random. You tried to do a backflip on a motorcycle, and the guy told you not to let go, and you did.
If I could still land it. I totally could still land it.
I love that. I love that confidence in you.
All you got to do is hit the throttle and pull back.
Right, and hang on.
Sure. Now, listen, JackassWorld.com, of course, is unveiled tomorrow. That's the new Jackass website. We've heard all about that. And you're taking over MTV starting at 9 o'clock tomorrow. Do you have any idea, Johnny, when they're going to show the footage of your wipeout? Or are they?
Yes. We take over MTV tomorrow at noon Eastern, and we show the tribute to Evel Knievel at 8 p.m. Eastern, and that will be
great.
In that.
Okay, so that's 5 p.m. our time.
It's a pretty great tribute. What?
It's 5 p.m. our time. Okay.
Yeah, Matt Hoffman's tribute to Evel Knievel. I guess 5 p.m. I don't know, man.
They got it in slow motion where there are cameras everywhere rolling?
I just tear my urethra. I don't schedule things.
But here's what I love about Knoxville. Of course, he's already said in this call that he could land it. Give him another shot. He could land it. This will not deter him 1 second from the next stupid idea that somebody has. He is right back on the horse or the bike or whatever is going to hurt him next.
Well, what else can you do?
Johnny, I think you should try it live tomorrow.
No, you know what? This is usually if I have a cast on, like I'll cut it off 2 weeks early.
Right.
I don't care, but the doc's like, you need to lay off the stunts for a couple months. I'm like, Doc, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, sure.
Sure you do.
One I will protect. And I'm going to wear a cup for the whole 24 hours because the guys wouldn't hit me there knowing I'm injured.
Yes, they would.
But just because of like a motor response, they would, and then they would feel bad afterwards, but I'm totally rocking a cup.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, you got to be. You got to be.
Smart.
Well, listen, you know, we joke, we laugh, but thank God you're okay, man, because we know it's a matter of time before one of you guys gets killed. I'm glad it wasn't you, and I'm glad it wasn't this time, so you will rise to be a jackass again.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
And, Johnny, one last thing. Travis jumped out of an airplane without a parachute. Please don't try that.
Yeah, well, you might see something along those lines on the tribute.
Excellent.
He ain't very bright.
Thank you, Johnny.
Thanks, guys.
Bye now.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, nephew?
1-800-520-1067. Kevin and Bean Show. What it do, nephew? How about Family Guy video game for Xbox is what you get for getting on the air with us right now.
All right. Let's begin with Sean in San Pedro. Good morning, Sean.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Sean.
What's going on?
I was just calling you guys. I went to the movies last week with my girlfriend and probably saw the best movie ever made.
Yes. Really? Tell me.
Step Up 2.
Taking it to the streets.
Yeah, Step Up to the streets.
Yeah, whatever.
Every scene was pretty much, your mom died? All right, let's dance. Yeah. And then, I think I'm in love with you. Okay, let's dance again. Everyone starts dancing. It's probably by far the best movie.
That's not how you live your life, Sean?
Oh, no. Every day, I wake up in the morning and I dance.
Sometimes you have to. All right.
I love it.
Step Up 2. There you go. If you're looking for something this weekend.
I am shocked that you've not seen that one yet, Kevin. I know you were interested in it, and that chick is so hot in it. Why have you not made it yet?
I got all those things that I do. You know, all that stuff.
Oh, sure.
Very busy. Mm-hmm. Very. Robin Glendale.
Glendale!
Good morning.
What it do, nephews?
What it do?
What it do?
What it do, Lisa?
Hi, Rob.
Hey, just saw a recap of Bush's African trip on TV. There was a band playing. Mm-hmm. People were dancing. And
yep.
Yes.
He started grooving and like a jackhole.
Yeah.
It's awesome. He took his jacket off.
Does he have no rhythm? Is
he
that the problem?
He so needs to not dance in public.
He's so white.
But it's funny when he does.
It was hilarious. It was like an Afro striptease.
It kind of was, yeah. And the girl in the green dress was walking, you know, toward him, and he was giving her the evil eye, the stink eye, you know, grabbed her ass.
Will Smith's mom from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yes, it did. Good reference.
By the way, this is how you can tell that the president is no longer out courting votes. He's not running for anything anymore because now he can be photographed with black people. He'd have to worry about it offending his Republican base.
How dare you?
What's wrong with you? Let's go to Napalm, our old intern. Good morning, Napalm.
Oh. What it do?
What it do, man?
Well, I just got back from studying abroad, and I was in Beijing. I figured I'd sleep on the Great Wall of China.
Fantastic.
And I decided to shit, or
Napalm! You used to work here. How can you try to use language like that on the air?
I'm sorry. What's wrong with you? It's just my nature.
Napalm pooped on the wall. Let's just get to it.
Yeah. I took a crap on the Great Wall. Yeah.
Was it a political statement, or what was the deal? Or you just really had to go?
You know, I heard they messed with Vietnam back in the day, so I figured I'd leave my mark on there. So
I'm sure you did.
Napalm comes from a long line of Huns. Apparently, still angry about the whole wall going up.
Are you proud of this statement, Napalm?
When
the communist leaders see that poop, they're going to say, we're wrong, and they're going to step down.
Exactly. Exactly.
Good work, Napalm.
Wow.
Like Reagan said, bring down that poop.
I'm just surprised that anyone who's intern on the Kevin and Bean Show would continue to listen to the Kevin and Bean Show. I would imagine it would be a deal breaker once you're on the inside.
Well, you'd think. Scott in Roland Hills. Good morning.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, baby boo?
What it do, Scott?
Hey, I was wondering when we're going to have Eli Manning doing the Daily Sports Report.
That's what I want to know, but Kevin won't go for it.
I love that idea. I wish we could talk to Eli Manning every break of every
day. Me too.
I'm in. All right, sports on Monday. Good work.
I like it.
Good work.
I want to thank our special guest on today's Kevin and Bean Show. Half the crew of Jackass was on with us today. Of course, the great Johnny Knoxville just moments ago. Earlier, we had Wee Man on and Chris Pontius. Don't forget, Jackass takes over MTV starting at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning for 24 straight hours. And their new website is Jackass
World.
I forgot it.
World.
JackassWorld.com. Yes, that also goes live tomorrow. Certainly well worth checking out.
Just like to point out, I remembered that. Bean did.
You did?
I did.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'll make a note.
I shouldn't be excited by that. But Oscar recap on Monday morning. Mm-hmm. K-Rock's World Tour 2008 Destination Number 8 announcement. And we're going to rip the lid off the whole Larry the Cable Guy thing.
So, fraud.
Stand by for that. Yeah, he's a giant fraud. Tell you about it on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody.
You still think the movie will be number one this weekend? That's your prediction.
That's my prediction.
Yeah, Larry the Cable Guy.
All right, we'll see.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Sorry.
Pass it over to me.
Marijuana is just nature's way of saying hi.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Oh, yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Roll another one.
I don't still sound like a pothead, do I?
Just like the other one.
Guys. Damn, and I love pot.
This one seems to be about to quit. And I need another hit.
The lovely Kat Corbett up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock. How about some Silver Sun pickups for you? Also, Nine Inch Nails, Foo Fighters, Green Day, Muse, Perfect Circle, and more coming up on K-Rock.
Ooh.
Roll.
Ooh.
Roll another one.
Now, exactly how much pot did you smoke?
Just like the other one.
Marijuana is delicious.
To be about to end. I don't have another cent.
We're gonna smoke some pot tonight, pot tonight, pot tonight.
So it's over? That seems unlikely.
And on that note, I'm going home.
I came here today to tell you, in all seriousness, that I'm done. I did what you said. I gave it a lot of thought, and I decided that once and for all, it's over.
Hey, you boys leave. You can't come back.
Oh, gee. You hear that? If we leave, we can't come back. Oh, no. What should we do?
All right, stop that. That's just ridiculous. Cut that. Enough of that. Boo. Get out. Get out of the DJ booth. That's enough.
So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.
Balls.